weil da schon kann du laut sein hin lassen das bis ich schon da schon gesagt beschas lein es kein bin gesagt schon mal gesehen so kann das nämlich kommen kein und tell kill them love and lotion lema was ist da schon mich lema kann das sein also lema you be mean shuri throw der hin der bin gos nemro the cost of the forest the mere the bin gos steht in steht in der cost of the forest ist lein emo loy so schon tom mo shuri emo loy lema im kombi tell Pinchas, because it says Emorloi later, so Leva must be the whole Christ. So my merely strong is the private message to Pinchas. Gam lahoven lashen heishiv, gam lahoven lashen heishiv, leyama heise is an osu. Lashen says heishiv and not heise. It says, the noidem ha-shom ha-chazal, ein peronis bolo, ein amelo bishul Yisrael. Peronis only come bishul Yisrael, ein toive bolo, ein amelo bishul Yisrael. Peronis only come bishul Yisrael, and toive only come bishul Yisrael, good and bad. Who comes to the Makamach and explains the Makamach? Shan Hogos Kol Hoylomos Mosul Biad Yisrael. And Hogos of all the Lomos is Mosul Ebegi Yim Biad Yisrael. Sheheim Koimo Shleimo Samach Rubin Shmusein. And Hog of all the Lomos are Mosul given to Yad Yisrael. Kshem Chilik Hashem Mamish. Kmosh Ksev Shachanti Besoichom Nehem Oel Shikim Bodom. Sheshchim Nosa Yisbach Hu Mamish Bi Yisrael Bekerev Levavek Bekerev Levavek. Which means, what does it mean that the Shechinah is the care of the Lev of Yisrael? Sarech kol echad li is liboy mishkan naboy yisbach. Everybody's Lev has to be mishkan. Shelo yehi chelek ha-mushba boy mufet chasushon mishorashim. The chelek ha-mushba shouldn't be mufet chasushon mishorashim. Which means the following. Ha-kadosh Baruch Hu mashpia. Is the Hashpah should come down in a straight path, straight to the Lev. There shouldn't be Chas V'Shalom any interference on the way. Through this, Yesh Koyach B'Yodoy L'Yachid Etz Atzmoy V'Es Kol Ho'Elom Im Kol Ha'Nivram V'Es Kol Ho'Elom Es Elyonim Le'im Tzoy Bo'ch. So through this, through the Shefa, Chodesh Baruch Hu Mashpia, there's a Koyach B'Yad Kol Echod V'Echod L'Yachid Etz Atzmoy V'Es Kol Ho'Elom Im Kol Ha'Nivram. In other words, if a person is madbik, if a person sticks his chelik, and he lets the shechina be shoyre straight, direct shpor from the shechina to the lev of the person, so then his elidezer yesh koyach biyoda ili yachid satsme to him yachid himself and to him yachid the whole world and all the oil must talk of the shporchu. This all he'll explain. This is all the hagdama. But nishba shefa brocha v'toyva me'ein soif. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpia Shefa Brocha V'Toiva Me'ein Soif Me'ila L'Olo V'Yishtalshalas Me'olam L'Olam Adzeh Ha'olam Im Kol HaNivron. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpia Shefa Brocha V'Toiva Me'ein Soif Me'ila L'Olo. You know what, it's got outside, might be quiet, I can close the door. I can see this right there. Right. V'oz nishpa shefa brocha v'toyve me'in soif me'ila l'olom v'shtalshalas me'oylom l'oylom abze ha'oylom kol ha'nivron. So then the hashpah, as read the hashpah, comes me'ila l'olom, illa l'olom. We discussed already the meaning of illa l'olom means that illa is the shayrish and olol is always the chelak that comes off from the shayrish, but the shayrish is nichlal in the pnim of the olol. In other words, illa, let's say chochma, is let's say il the illa to bino, which means that the bino is the middah that comes off Chochmah. The Bina, we said, feels the Chochmah that lies within it. The difference between Yesh Mi'ayin and Olah Le'ilu, we discussed a few times, that Yesh Mi'ayin is the Yesh doesn't feel, and Adam feels Nifrat, he doesn't feel where he comes from. Ilah and Olah is also Yishtalshalas. Yesh Mi'ayin is a Yishtalshalas, is a Briya. Olah Me'il is also, but Ilah, from Ilah to Olah, right, from Ilah to Olah, the Nivra of the Olah feels that its shayrish is the ilah. Yesh mi'ayin. All the ten spheres in every world. Now, let's say from malchus to atzilus to chokhmah de bria is that yesh mi'ayin. Why? Because chokhmah de bria, malchus is always, like we said, malchus means it is a melech is misale, and therefore what comes later doesn't feel. Malchus is the makes the heilam. Malchus, the mid of malchus makes. That's why we say Malchusko Malchusko Le'ilomim, that Malmid is a Malchus, is the middle of hell, and hell means that you don't see, you don't feel that you come from a Makor higher than you. So every middle of Malchus, for example, Keser, the beginning of Atzilus, from Keser to Chochmah Atzilus, is Yeshmiyain. From Malchus to Atzilus to Chochmah to Bria, is also Yeshmiyain. But from Chochmah in every world, he said, there's 10 spheres. One sphere to the next sphere, that's all Ilul. Because Chochmah is Nislavish and Bina. And Bina feels, covered not feels, it hasn't feeling, but it's Nisgale, the mid of Chochmah is Nisgale in Bina. It's Nislavish, Begilo in Bina. And that's how it goes from mid to mid. Yesh Me'ayin, it's all Behemah. So, Ad Nishmashav, Abrocha, Tlevi, Me'in, Soif, Me'ilul, Ol, Bishtal, Shilus, Me'oilam, Le'oilam, Abze, Ho'oilam, Im Kol Nevram, with all the Nevram together. So now it's by Aliday that he has a direct, Aliday that he has a direct kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aliday that he has a direct kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melamal Lamato. So Meila, that he makes, we make the shvil with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Aliday that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be mashpia all the hashpas, מאילה לאול, which means from חלק to חלק, from חלק to חלק, to חלק comes all the way down. אחר שאין דבר נפרד, חס ושלום אין זוי ברוך הוא. Because there's nothing נפרד from אין זוי ברוך הוא, it's all direct. שאין מיחד אין הכל כאומר. ועוז שביל השפע הוא יושר ושולם. Right? When a person makes the shvil, a proper shvil, he's מיחד, everything that's my Kodesh Baruch Hu, then he makes the shvil, a proper shvil. ויורד הברוכה והטויבה בשביל היושר שעושו, so that the bracha and the toiva go down, the yerid from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'shvil ha-yosher she'asu v'tiknu Yisrael al-idei dvikuso and v'yichudan el-haklal, and klal Yisrael were mesakin through the dvikas and the yichud to haklal, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shu'ein sez Baruch Hu, they, klal Yisrael, created through the avoid of this shvil, and then all the hashpah comes down. She'memenu lo yiseitze shum roch ha-shom. In other words, here he's saying, no rock can come out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It all depends on whether the shvil is a proper shvil, and if we make a proper shvil, so then Hashpah comes straight down. If we don't make a proper shvil, then Hashpah can't come straight down. If Hashpah can't come straight down, so that's when Ra, that's when Dinim, as we'll explain later, Kamosh Ksumi, Pielin, Sitzaroi, so Zeh, Ein Toiv Bo La'olam Ela Mishvil Yisrael. And that's what it means when it says, the Ein Toiv Bo La'olam Ela Mishvil Yisrael. B'shvil, B'shvil means for the sake of Yisrael, the Shvil is also a road, very good, a path, right? Shvil, Rosh Nesila, V'derech, Tiknu Shvil, Me'evel Hashem, Me'amavar HaShefa, HaShefa can pass Koma, Hebechas V'shalom, but if, Hebechas V'shalom, in other words, there's no Shvil Yoshev, which means that we're not Me'achad HaMais, in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Azai, Kilku HaShvil, Goyim, Binin, and Pronis. The Kilku of the Shvil causes Binin, and causes Pronis, causes like that, as we explain to him, Achash Ein Yichud, she's from Froden Mishorosh and Aklali, Shuein Tzai Baruch Hu, Nifrat Chasashon Kol Oilam and Abraham Gamkin. So till now it's only spoken very bit Kolias, and now he's going to be Mefaret each, the whole Seder Avoida. In other words, all he said till now is, L'meil Miyachad Amayt into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everything we do for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes a shvil, it makes a shvil, the Hashpah has where to be Chal. When there's no shvil, so Hashpah has nowhere to be chal. Hashpah will always be mashpia, but if there's a hafroda, it doesn't come down properly, so then it's ra. I mean, the biggest and best motion for this is the marble, right? The marble came down mayim is brocha. So the mfaked, the mayim came down slowly, the klal Yisrael do tshuva, should become gishmei brocha, she was hapech to gishmei brocha. When it left shamayim, it was gishmei brocha. Shaila said, there's a shvil, there's no shvil. If it doesn't come down Alpiseda, if it doesn't come down Alpiseda, then it causes a marble. So a flood, that's the best example of a Bechina, where if we make the proper Shvil to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashpah comes down on through our Shvil, and it comes down Piseda Brocha, Piseda Yishtalsh. So that's all the clothes you're not supposed to understand yet, because it's good to go into the whole thing very much. So the reason I want to do it, because he says it quite a long piece, but the mind says it's very, very Mesudar. As he goes through the whole Seder very nicely. The whole Indian in Yosef. Not the Mishnah of Ovis, but Sol Amores, Nibra Ha'ino. Matam Elohim, huh? So the Mishnah carries on this. It says, Basar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Basar Amores. Aye. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world, Basar Amores? Mishnah carries on the code of creating the world in one Maimon. So it says, why? Litten Tzchan et Tzadikim, who were kind in the world, and to give an Oynish to Rishoyim, who they mached the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu especially made the world with more mamorim in order to give the Rishon a bigger inish. That doesn't sound like.
What do you mean? Like, because there's more
That's right. In other words, the world, by being created, ki'ilu ten mamorim, makes the world ki'ilu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu harder, makes ki'ilu the world, more effort went into the world. Right? And the more effort you put into something, something spoils it, as you want to punish him more, because you put more effort into it. So ki'ilu, the world, was created with ten mamorim, that the Rishon HaMachri of the world. So the Machri of the world is creating with ten mamorim, is more right, so they deserve more punishment than something that was only created in one mile. But obviously it doesn't make sense.
Why would you say this?
Sorry?
Why does it make sense
to you? No, it doesn't make sense, because in other words, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu especially created the world with more mamorahs to be able to give the Rishon a bigger punishment. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't work like that. Give the Schatz, Tzadikim, I understand. But the second part is, it says, though HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a reason for the Tzadikim, reason for the Rishayim, reason for the Tzadikim, Fashtay. But the reason for the Rishayim, say just the reason, causes. For the Tzadikim, more, so maybe the Rishayim doesn't say that. It says, Litzin Tzchad HaTzadikim, Veli Poram, in HaRishayim. The Homens, Asher Beris Oyelam, Asher 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 Oyelam, Godel, Kazesh, Asher Oyelam, Asher Oyelam, Asher Oyelam, Asher Oyelam, Asher. It's a much better world, a much bigger world, therefore the Rishon get worse punishment. It's impossible. If it was possible to create with one mind, it's impossible that the Boris Baruch Shukela Munavein Ovel, if Reinu Bar Sorum was to create the world with ten mamoras, Lagdloin Rishon, Dafkati, Magdloin Rishon, the mix. Achub Emmet, Kavanah Samishna, Pishonai Dah. Now he's coming to explain the Seydish Dalshan. You always be able to refer back to the Marina and Pashas Pinchas. You have to explain something to say that one. No? So you'll see here, he's explaining the whole thing now in a very nice, in a Masuda. So, Yud Mamores, Hein Eser Midas, on a Kromis form spheres. That the ten Mamores are Kenega, the ten spheres. Shab Eser Midas, Elu, right? The spheres are Midas, right? Gula, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Omit. So, Esam midas elu ayabris ayin. Shaboy baruch hu toif. Kach baruch hu is toif. Umiteba toif lehitif. And the vaday, the teba of a toif is lehitif. That's the famous agdomos from the Ramchal. The number one of everything is that Kach baruch hu wants to be mated. Kach baruch hu wants to be mated, he needs to have a makabel, right? Meanwhile, it's Ramchal. And the Ramchal says the same thing. It says in the Kabbalah Swarm that the Keser is Kulei Rachem, Chochm is Kulei Rachem, Chochm is Tzadimin, and Bino, we discussed this before, Bino is a Sherish of Gevurah, it's because Bino is a Tzere, beginning of this Chalkas, it's Shaykh already a Musav of Gevurah. But the higher you go, it's the Chlal not Shaykh Gevurah, the middle of Gevurah doesn't exist, Fakir, the middle of Gevurah came after the middle of the Chesed, the middle of Rachem, right? In other words, even though it says B'tchila Olam B'machshav Olibris Olam B'midas Adin and Rosh Olam Eina Yochol Chashed Amidas Arachmim, but the other there was B'tchila, there's the ratios before that, like B'tchila. The ratios of everything is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Toiv HaMeitiv, wants to be Mashpia Toiv HaMeitiv. In order to be Mashpia Toiv HaMeitiv, he's going to explain that, right? There has to be an Olam, there has to be Nevrom. I thought we'll read it inside, he explains it better than me. And for that, there has to be a Midas HaGvura, as he'll explain why. See, Midas HaGevurah is the middle of Tzimtzum, right? Discuss that. Midas HaGevurah is the middle of Tzimtzum. You made it like the marble. What happens when you don't make Tzimtzum? It destroys the world. So you have to have Din in order to make Tzimtzum. So what is Din? Chesed or Din? Din is the biggest Chesed. Because Din is Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum means that it comes down in a way that we can be Mekabalit. If it comes down in a way that we can't be Mekabalit, that's a marble. So din is in order that we cycle the shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can bear and exist and survive the shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. So din makes tzimtzum. Tzimtzum is minimizing in order that we can be mekabel. That's what din is about. Din makes a tzimtzum that we can be mekabel. So basically din is the biggest chesed. The marble was kulei shefa toiv. Without that chesed of being a tzimtzum, the chesed. Rachamim is the bechina that does both of them. It's the chesed and it's the din. Talk about it. He'll discuss it. Rotzo is baruch mitzri she'akiru mitoiso v'pulaiso shnikar rachum chana rachapayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be makir and midas and pulaiso v'yiz rachum chana rachapayim kuli rachum. Kol zeh yefshe kiyim shiyah ha'olam nivrom. In order that Kadosh Baruch Hu can be made to, it has to be world and nivrom. By rotzo no boyis baruch shmoi livroi ha'olam she'akiru g'dolos. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to create the world. And we should be makkah, to be makkah the gdula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's nevish v'yizbarach ein soif. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ein soif, can you have a nivra who's ein soif? No. A nivra can't be ein soif. Who's ein soif? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A nivra has to, comes from the ein soif. It has to be mugbal. Every nivra is mugbal. If every nivra is mugbal, how can it receive a shefa of ein soif? Ein soif. Every mugbal can't be a kli for ein soif. So we can't be created the world with these 10 minutes, these 10 spheres. Shenikru minutes, Hashem shemodat haboyre baruch hu atzmei kaviyach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is moided himself. Hakadosh Baruch Hu measured himself kaviyach. In other words, midah comes from the word measurement. Measured is a tzimtzum, right? Not ein soif anymore. That it's the oil that comes down is an oil mitzumtzum. But that it's ain't soif, but it's ain't soif. As we always say, the curtain in the room, the sun remains the sun. When you put the blinds down, the light doesn't come into the room. So the middas are curtains. You put the curtain, the light doesn't come down. You make a curtain in your house, doesn't mean you've done anything to the sun. Doesn't mean you've dimmed the sun because you have a curtain in your window. The sun stays the same, the ain't soif stays the same. The pshat is that Kadosh Baruch Hu made it through middas, come down through middas, through channels, through curtains in order to dim the light mitzad ha-mekabla. Chedei sheyochlu lahasig tzas yichud yisborach. So we can masig a bit, we can see a bit of the light. I remember when, 2-3 years ago, when was it? There was an eclipse once, no? When was it? A few years ago. Was it the beginning of Azman, or a week before Azman? Because I was at the airport then. And then people, they gave out special glasses to look up on it. Why? Because dangers are danger of being blind. So pshat is, that's without a tzimtzum. Right, and you have to look at it through a special lamp, through a glass. They gave out special, I don't know what it was, plastic, and then they gave out a special thing to look at it, otherwise it's dangerous. Now, this little plastic they gave you didn't hit the sun. The sun stayed the same. And that's how you can see the oil. So you can see a boyre, there has to be midas, the midas on the tzimtzum. Mona that's atmek of yochel, midas. And mid is Russian medida. Measurement is something which is metzumtzum, something which has a soif, has gevulim. So mida aliyina nikaim. That's the mid of keser. The mida aliyina, the first mida, which is the mida aliyina, it's called. It's before chachma, it's called ayin, right? So that's keser. Keser is the first mida. The first mida is the mida of ayin. Why? Discussed before. Chachma is also a roiv ruboy ayin. Chachma is a koyach ma. Chachma is already one of the 10 spheres. Shein keser is a bechina which is the gamu lemala. Before, when we talk about yesh miayin, so you talk about the keser being mashpia to chachma. That's it. The keser is lemala. Keser is something which is a complete bechinah, completely the bechinah of ayin. Ayin means complete bechinah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So ayin ain't a masag. It involves doing masik. Mosa modan is atme kav yachonim midem lemidem ishtal shelas meila laolu ad amida tzius anikol malchus from keser until malchus. And he said, Mishtalshlas from Midah to Midah, that is what's called Ilah to Allah, right? As we discussed before. So the Ayin, the Mamish, the Midah of Ayin is the Midah of Kesa, and that's Mashpiah, the 10 Midahs, 10 all the way, then it gets to Malchus. Is that the Midah of Malchus? Is that the Midah where we can be Makir, Kvoid Malchus Shemayim? When we say Kvoid Malchus Shemayim, Kvoid Malchusa is Baruch, Kvoid Malchusa Elohim and Void. The Midah of Malchus is the final Midah that enables us, the Medida of the Midah of Malchus enables us to be Masik. Malchus is it's alles means there's only kaviyachol, a bit left over kaviyachol, and a bit left over is shaykh for us to be, in other words, it causes the greatest tzimtzum, for example, that's why Malchus is called peh. I'm going to bring it down. Malchus is called peh, right? Dra melech shilton, the pasuk in Mishli. Malchus is called Peh, because Peh is mitzamtzum the machshava. In other words, how much of the machshava does a person have in his ego? When you think of a shtickel Torah in your machshava, and you explain it, is your whole machshava going into your dibo? No. Tiny, tiny bit of your machshava is slumpish into the dibo. Why? Because the seichel is the atzmus of the person. The dibo is giving out. You can't give out your whole atzmus to the person. Most of the seichel, most of the machshava stays inside. That's why sometimes some people have difficulty in explaining, right? Some people have difficulty. What's that difficult? It doesn't mean the seichel is crooked. It could be some people it means the seichel is crooked. It's not dafka. Some people are goinim. Even sometimes some people
even when they write, they're much better. Dibor, they can't explain something. I can't explain something because Pshat is, because the Chochmah, the Dibor, it's only mamish, takes out its mamshech, the tiniest bit of machshava. Take the whole machshava and bring it out in Dibor, it doesn't make sense. Nobody would understand it if it all come out into the Dibor. Nobody can understand the machshava. So made of the same thing. Dibor is the b'chin of Malchus as well. Malchus is where most of it is Nis'ale and Nis'nase, and there's a bit of it which is Nisgala. That bit of it which is Nisgala, that's the Gilui. Hechel, the sphere is higher than Malchus, is there's too much Gilui, there's too much oil there to be Nisgala. Malchus is the Midah which allows only, enables only a slight bit of Malchus to be Nisgala, and that's not Nisgala. Because Malchus is the b'chin of the Melech is Nisnase. Any of Nisnase says, Taki doesn't come down. In other words, the oil, when he gets to the middle of Malchus, it's the b'chin of Nisnase. So the b'chin of Nisnase means that the oil goes back to the Makor, Kilo. So the oil goes back to the Makor, so what's left to be Nisgala? Only a very small bit. How much do people see of the king? Right? Mitzad achot, everybody shackles from the king, shakes from the king, and nobody's ever seen it. Like Pshat. Pshat is the Melech is himself, the middle of Malchus is maybe he's Nala and he's Nisnase. Therefore, you don't see it. But the slightest, tiniest bit of Nisgala, that once, 10 years ago, he came into the town, and everybody still remembers all the trumpets and all the band and all the, and everything, and the lawyer of Oyen, and everybody had to the king. If that Roshan, 20 years down the line, a person hears the name of the king, today we haven't got these Nisoglim, but a few hundred years ago in history, a king was loved by the Goyim. The word king already sent everybody into a tachat. Where did they see the king? Nobody ever saw the king. Because they might have seen him once every 20 years, or the king's officer might have come once to the town. Slightest is galus, right? But nevertheless, that slightest galus, if the whole king would be misgale, nobody would be able to talk. The famous Meister of Yachim rings down, I've told you, but somebody came to see the Tsar of Russia. He invited a farmer to see the Tsar of Russia. He stood in front of him, he remained dumb for the rest of his life. Leo Lapin says that, explains that that's why when you say Hashem Sfas HaTiftach, the Pshat Hashem Sfas HaTiftach, really was standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim Yisrael, it should be dumb. If a farmer, to a melech, boss of a dom, to a Russian Marusha, where the Tzura of a Behema for sure, and then nevertheless, being a Meroiv Eim of a Pachat, he couldn't speak for the rest of his life, so he can't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, melech melech al mochem, we should be dumb, that's why we say Hashem Sfas HaTiftach, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rishus open my mouth. So in other words, when the kingdom is galah, the chvoid of atzmoy, and everybody's thrown a vote. So the kingdom is galah, a tiny bit, and that tiny bit, that's the galah for the king, and that's already the pachad, that's the chvoid malchus. But the king is not as galah every day to everybody. Same thing, lahavdu, the same, that's the bechin of malchus. Bechin of malchus is his nasus, that most of the king is not as galah. Because if the whole king had been as galah, he wouldn't be able to say it. He wouldn't be able to be sober. The slightest bit of the king is in his gala, once in 20 years, and that's already the gilui of the king. So the same by Kodesh Baruch Hu can be off. The middle of Malchus is the middle, which is male, most of the lekus. Most of the lekus is male and misnase, and the bit of the lekus is left to be in his gala, and that bit of the lekus, that's the gilui that we have. The gilui that we have, the Kvoid Malchusoi, or Shein Kvoid Malchusoi, Reina Boy. That bit that we have enables us to feel ourselves into a yesh, to feel ourselves. So we say, Baruch Shem Kavoid Machusoy Elohim Avoid. We discussed it before. We discussed once before the Kavanos of Shema. Shema Yisrael Shem Nekeh Shem Echad Echad is Yichud Eloh. Yichud Eloh means that we're B'chanan Amitziyas. We're not Amitziyas. Echad is the Bechina. Shtei Shulchan Aruch. The Shever Kim and Abba is the Abba Ruchis Hashemayim. Abba Ruchis Abba Kambis Oret. Abba Ruchis Hashemayim. And all that. And this bottle to Aleph. Aleph means that it's still Bechina of Kesa. In other words, we complete Ayin. That's Mesiris Nefesh of Yechidi Yiloh. Not that we are a Yeshua and a Vatel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we don't exist. We are complete Ayin. We're swallowed up in the Sheresh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, there, and everywhere. Right? The Abba, Shivarakim, and one Oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. We're not Mitzias, because if it would be Mitzias, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be Tevez Mokam Basi. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Chesrakim and the Oretz, and Abba Kambiz Oretz. Every centimeter, every millimeter lives in this world. We're not Messias, that's the Messias Nefesh, we're Chidi Yilon Echot. But then about after Sashan Rekechos, we're the Midah of Ava, it has to be a Heretish. A Heretish means you have to feel yourself in Messias. How after Echot can you feel yourself in Messias? Therefore we have to say, Baruch, Shem, Kavoid Malchusoy, Lein Avoad. You say Kavoid Malchus, you say Kavoid Malchusoy. Kavoid Malchusoy means that most of it occurs in the Snasa Lamal, and only a bit is enough Lamata. And that bit which is enough Lamata is you feel still that you are your own Metzias, that your Metzias is bottled to the king. Ever the standing next to the king's throne is a Chwal, doesn't feel himself a Metzias. A man living 1,000 miles away from the king feels himself as a Metzias, but he knows he's bottled to the king. So That's the das. That's why we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eloyim for it. And then we say Ba'afas Hashem Elokecha Cholvav Kol Chomash. That's the Mesiras Nefesh Kol Yichida Tatoa. That's the Yichud of giving up my Mitzias that I feel myself the Yesh, and that Mitzias I give up. So it's the same Bechina. The Ra Melech Shulta. The same thing in the Machshava and Seichel and the Peh. The Peh is a Gilui the Machshava. The Peh is only Megale Mashu of a Mashu of a Mashu of the Machshava. In a manner, therefore, that's exactly the same Mechina. But if there wouldn't be a Peh, so nothing would be Nisgal. That's why when a person screams out from his atzmius, chas v'shalom, a person has pain, or a person gets a shock, so he doesn't say dibur, and what does he say? He just lets out a screech. What's a screech? Screeches, this feeling can't be nischalkas, there's no schalkas to dib, it can't be masbirit. Why? Because it's coming from the atzmius, if something's coming from deep inside, it can't come out there, dibur. Because if it comes out there, dibur, it can't be nischalk. That's when it comes from deep in. In other words, when the whole seichel, the whole pnimis is coming out, therefore dibor is a bechina, where only the slightest bit comes out, it's chalik into dibor. If the slightest bit comes out, that's the bechina of malchus. Therefore, malchus is peh. Malchus is a bechina of tershabal peh. Chochmah is tershabal tzar, malchus is a bechina of tershabal peh. So it's another shiva. Malchus is the bechina of malchus is a bechina of tershabal peh. So, the idea of midah sirius, yakiru godel malchus shumelach al kolor. Through the midah of malchus, the midah sirius, the tenth sphere, is that you can see Hakadosh Baruch Hu's melach olam kshubora kol miyeshmiyan. Hakadosh Baruch Hu creates everything miyeshmiyan. Kmoish ksiv zeh ashal Hashem tzadikim yevoi yevoi. The midah hazoi is hishar upesach likones. That this midah is the shar and the pesach likones. Misha roitze lav it is boreh. Somebody who wants to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu or kabel olam olam malchus is baruch shemoi. In other words, the midah of Malchus is the shar and the petach. Somebody wants to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu in Kabul Ol Malchus Shemayim. Kanoida she'ein movli b'shum ponim likones kima lidei emina azois. The only shar to come into Kaviyach Tavodas Hashem is the shar of Malchus. Why is that? Why is that the only midah? Because that's the only midah which allows a person to see the gilui of Kodesh Malchus Yisborach, which enables him to do the avodah in Kabul Ol Malchus Shemayim. Pasuk v'zeh ha'shar l'Hashem tzadik n'yavoyeh. This Pesach, and by the Amishnah Rebbe, I'm saying Hagod, and this Pesach, Zeh Hashal Hashem Tzadikim Yavoyeh Voy, he's repeating the whole time, he's like, Hashal, he's almost like, you know, this Pesach is a Pesach. Pesach is a Pesach to Gilui of Malchus Shemayim. You know, he's saying, there's a lot of Yomim was going on there. And you're saying it, he's mamish, you can see mamish having his pashtas from this Pesach. Zeh Hashal Hashem, he's saying it over and over and over again, and he never makes movements with his hands, he's making all this midah is the shah and the pesach. She'ein mobi b'shom kimer midah zos. Only through the midah of malchus. He achreina shoshen yuchid at the achreina of the shein yud kivavke. We discussed already. Yud kivavke, the yud is chochma, the hey is dinam, the vav is the six midahs. That's why the vav is the spashlis and vav is also six. The American value of vav, because vav is the six midahs, because the six midahs are on the shachar from chochma and dinah. So that's why the vav, which is the tchina of hamshachar, schlepping it down, is also six. It's connected to the six midah. That was the seventh. Seven midah. What's the seventh midah? Malchus, the last midah, right? Tenth sphere. The seventh mal is seventh midah. Chochma bina dal. Three or pesach chochma bina three seichel. And the seven midah, six midahs on the vav. And the last hey, the hey achreina is the midah of malchus. Shu hey moitzes aper. This hey moitzes aper. Hey, the aleph base is split up into pronouncing the aleph base as hey moitzes aper, right? Certain letters you pronounce. The lips and certain nerves come out from the throat. Says hey, might stop it. That hey achoina, the yud kevavke, is the bechin of malchus, which is the hey might stop it. We discussed, which is a dibush nikkel gamben the peh odam because malchus is peh. Shal yoda yuchel adamik v'boyis baruch. Chol zeh what is the trivus of boyis baruch abrus. This whole idea, this whole sequence of going through the seder shtalshelus through midas and through spheres, it's all the trivus of boyis baruch. This yuchel lahasim achusay v'adnusay. Only if you're masig the malchus, in other words, we can stay where we are. We masig the malchus. Tzimtzum it's atzmei chav yochol mi midah le midah ad midah asiris kanaida zeh b'svam yidu asvam. Chol echad miyisrael shein chilek lekaim imal shechilek lekaim mamish kamal el. Every member of Yisrael mishtalshel v'nikva b'soichon mi eseh midas eilu sheinu lekuz yisbarach kanaida. In other words, every single yid is mishtalshel and nikva b'soichon from these eseh midas which are lekuz yisbarach. What does it mean? Esa midas eid shein rakus yisbarach. Because the first tinsel, the first esa sphere is an olam atzilus. An olam atzilus, the chilek between atzilus and the other world is that by Mekwali is that atzilus, that oyer and a kli state, that the oyer and a kli is also lekus. See, so say, normally you think the oyer is the lekus, and a kli is that which is the kabbal lekus, and tzadik, and tzadik, and tzadik, kli kibbal, but the kabbal lekus. But That's the you know, Atzilus is not like that. Atzilus, it's complete bittul. In other words, it's where the neshama of Gedolim, Gedolim, Kadoshi Elyon, and different people's neshamas come from different chalakim, different spheres, from different elamas. There's Yechidei Sgula that came from Atzilus, people are completely bokit. In other words, it's shayach. Certain people, Moshe Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, were the Makovah. Avraham was a man called the Chesed Atzilus. We say, Shmanesha, Kira God, like you, Avraham, so we say, like Avraham, the kids don't pay Yaakov, but me, like Avraham. The Kavar means the whole Avraham bottle to the cave, bottle to his Merkava for Akashvah of Kariyahu. Which means that Akashvah rode on him, Merkava means Kariyahu, Akashvah rode on him, and the Apostle says, Vini Hashem Nitzav Olaf, Vayala, the Kimi Allah, Vayala, Avraham of the Bisbin of Son, Kariyahu, Akashvah was on them, whether Akashvah was on them, means that they're completely bottled, Akashvah, which means the Kali is completely bottled to the heart. That if you say, okay, Avraham, okay, it's called Kayak, it wasn't. Yitzchak and the woman Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov was like Avraham, was like Yitzchak, okay, completely popular. They were the Kli. Avraham Avinu was the cover of the Chesed Atzilus, which means he was the Kli and the Oyer of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And there's the Slavish into Avraham, so that was the dark of Chesed Atzilus. Yitzchak was Gevura Atzilus, Yaakov was the first Atzilus, but they were completely popular. The Neshama and Rishon Yechoy, the Neshama and Arizal. The Neshama is the Neshama from Atzilus, and Atzilus is together with the person so popular, the Guf itself is. The Guf itself is the original is Chochmah Atzilus, and so completely different from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Atzilus, the Oyer, the Oyer, the Kli is Ayin Ha'Ach. But the Emes is a man, Moshe Lamad Avodema, just to make it easy to understand. I mean, the Guf and the Neshama, the Guf is created by Hakadosh Baruch Hu as much as the Neshama is created by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's why the Sfarim of Hashem said, that's why Shlevi says, and that's why Avraham Avinu gave to the Melachim food. Why? Because the Shvi Melam Itzchus, the Melat Yeshiva, he done the Sfarim. You see the neshama in their sefer. This is Levi's name of the big Melech Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. You know that, you've heard of it. Clearly, the Bedichah was always the one who was in Lamed Zchus and Klal Yisrael. You know, when you saw somebody mending a wheel, the Talis and Tefillin, so somebody else sort of screamed at him and saying, you know, you're not after the Messiah Das, you're Talis and Tefillin. This is Levi's sword. He pulled and says, ah, Abshvoch, even when they're mending wheels, they're thinking of you, Kshat and Mitzah, Dechav, we'll locate this one enough. Everything was switched around. He saw Russia eating once. And he trained for a restaurant on Yom Kippur. He walked up to me, hugged me, and said, I'm so jealous of you. If you make a tshuva mi'ava now, and the veir becomes a mitzvah, you have the hechem, the highest mitzvah possible. And he was a male tzeish of a Klal Yisrael. Chavetz Chaim said it was a b'ditch of Einikul who was learning in Rabin. And once there was a terrible, I don't know, one of the zeiros. Then we were back in Europe, Chavetz Chaim told the Bachem, we have an Einikul of the Bidich of Einikul, the Asin Yeshiva, Rabbi Melamed Tzchus, and the meditation, everything was going to be okay. If you do have a male Melamed Tzchus meditation, you see throughout the Kedushas Levi, that all in Yonah Melamed Tzchus, these Mazbis, and Avraham, and why did Avraham give them bread? And Elohim should go back up to Shemaim, should be Melamed Tzchus, and Kabbal Yisrael, and Kabbal Yisrael have a goof. Eivishta, you gave him the goof, and you gave him the goof, and you gave him the goof, even though you created the goof, but you said the goof needs to eat, and that the goof needs pipe, and the goof needs everything. And made it therefore, he wanted the malachim to eat the lamed chos. Now, what did Avraham Avinu think when he was giving malachim to eat? But these malachim have to be lamed chos and kvad yisrael. That's Avraham Avinu. The Sfarim HaKdoshim, you see the pnimis of the neshama, mamish in the Torah. In other words, the Torah is coming straight from the neshama. That's the kitzur, you see. You see that in the Sfarim HaKdoshim, the neshama is writing the sefer, straight from the neshama, not the inyan of. The Mishnah is Oisis Neshama. Why is Mishnah is Oisis Neshama? And that's why Avelam learned Mishnah is. Why is Mishnah is Oisis Neshama? Because it's Chilch Mishnah Neshama. The Mishnah is in the Gemara. State Neil with the Svarim. But the Gemara is Kafi. The Rotsna Hakadosh Baruch Hu defeats the Slabish into the Sechel of the Ram and the Ram. The Vadai the Sechel of the Ram and the Ram is Kulei Ruach Hakodesh and Kulei Divrei Hakim Chaim. Of its Slabish of Hakadosh Baruch Hu of Kaviyachol of the Ram. The Neshama of Torah into the Sechel of Hakom. Shinkin Mishnayis is Kulei Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishnayis is the Neshama, the Pnimius of Torah. And those Mishnayis, right, so you shouldn't think that Mishnayis is. Mishnayis is before it's Neslabish into the Sechel of Tavam HaMarav. Even though after it's Neslabish into the Sechel of Tavam HaMarav, it's Kulei Torah. But it's Kulei Torah with the Hislapshus. Mishnayis is Kulei Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Straight from Har Sinai, without any Hislapshus. Therefore, Mishnayis is Oisis Neshama, Pnimius, the Pnimius, without any Hislapshus, if anything else. Because the neshama is always in the slabish, right? The neshama is three levushim. The neshama is in the levush of machshava, nebor and meisa, right? Every neshama is in the slabish into machshava, seichel. Talking about neshama, talking about seichel, talking about the seichel is completely doubled to the neshama, right? That's why the seichel never stops. The person never stops thinking. Last night you wanted to go to bed, you wanted to switch off, because you have to get up early, but then your mind starts working. Why does your mind start working? Because the seichel is the closest levush to the neshama. The neshama stops working. Chas v'shalom, if the neshama stops working, it's baruch dynamis. So therefore the seichel, which is closest to the neshama, can never stop working. If even at night a person dreams, it can never... It's when at night when a person dreams, it's established into the koyach ha-dimyon, but it's also a koyach ha-seichel. So the Hashem, the neshama and the seichel have three levushim, the levushim, machshav, dibor, and maitzo. And therefore it says, lo's lovei, the person goes up to Shamayim, he has three levushim, and it's levushim, machshav, dibor, and maitzo. What machshav, dibor, and maitzo? Well, it depends on what he thought of. It depends on what he thought, it depends on what he spoke, it depends on what he did. So the person did thoughts the whole time, like if you read a bit of the settled cotton, so every time a person has a spare regai, thinks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's making new levushim, he's machshava, the whole time he's making levushim. See, the person's got sparkling levushim of machshava deva maiso, chas v'shalom, the person's got machshava sof, and they're all the levushim that carry with him in the next world. Machshava deva maiso, the levushim. But it's neshama and the seichel itself, and then it's mislabish into machshava deva maiso. The main of the Gemara is defeats mislabish into the seichel and the phenomena of the world, into the machshava. Shainkin neshnai, it's kol kulei. That's why Neshama. We must see more and more of the midos v'leinim. Yischazku b'soichoi hamidos hanikvam b'chelik neshmosim hamidos v'leinim. Some people are kulei rachman, some people are din. The neshama is the sherish neshama, it's mechesa, din. Gvura and b'silo, the sherish neshmosa is. From rachman, people, the first people have different ideas of tzadik and b'sah. Ha'yisoi, the mashabin of b'sah ha'netzach, and aron of b'sah hoi. And on the Melch of Midas Amalchus, every person in the Sherish Neshama comes from one of these Midas. And Kefida, the person, Kefida, the person is more Makkev, a Yasig, Yosef, a Gudla, a Kusis Baruch, a Midas Aleon, and more Yisdovik, and Mishantik, the Midas of his Sherish Neshama. Oh, so meanwhile, it's still very Ruchni. Meanwhile, it hasn't hit the ground yet.
The more Makkev, the Midas.
All the more Makkev, the Gudla, a Kusis Baruch, through Alidei, the Midas. In other words, through more Zvoininus a person has. In other words, every person's machshava takes them into a different field. In other words, the person's the kaddish and attire himself. The more he's dovak and dovak till sherish and neshama, and sherish and neshama comes from himself. Every person's sherish and neshama comes from a different midah. Comes from a different shema, a kaddish baruch, a different midah, a kaddish baruch. The more person's nothing, the greater the more person's the kaddish and attire himself, is the more person of the parashava, the meridic as well, and on the rakira. Rabakiva, Rabakiva had 24,000 Talmidim. They all died, and the Oymer, Waishla, and Nazar commented that Rabakiva, the Bala Memra, was after the Racha Kamoicha. Who was the Bala Memra? Rabakiva, Tochem, Rabakiva, was after the Racha Kamoicha. His Talmidim should be the one that Shalai Nazar commented that that's impossible. So that's the whole Mahalach. Rabbi Shalai, the longest, the ganz Mahalach, to the bottom line is, and then it says that Shalai Zaf Kev, because of the after the Racha Kamoicha, the Emmet is Kishem Shaid, the same Shalom, Kishem Shaid, parts the same people that have been faced at different days. Every person comes from a different Sherish Neshama. Every person comes from a different Sherish Neshama. He's trying to, he can't be soluble anything else. Avodas Hashem, he comes to each one was trying to improve the other one. Each one of these Heilige Talmidim was only Masik. Only Masik a certain his Sherish Neshama and his Midasilian, his friends, he was doing something else. He couldn't be soluble. There, what we see, the Kamim and Malachim. The Malachim, each one is assigned to different tasks. And if each one can only be Masik, he gives what he's assigned for. And therefore, Shailim Zela, where I am a Kankaloide, what I am a Kankaloide, because Mechal Veni Masig Chesed, Rachman, Mechal Veni Masig Chesed, Rachman, the main is, I am a Kankaloide, where's the Gvur? You want to reach out to the middle of Gvur, you can't reach out to the middle of Gvur, why? Because it's all Shoyrish, and Allah, there's nothing besides the Shoyrish, he's one Shtik Shoyrish, and Mela, the same thing, it doesn't stop it to the Shoyrish and the Shoma, it's only like you, it's not so, after they got to the Shoyrish and the Shoma, forget. They couldn't be soluble, therefore because of the Atirach HaKavach, they couldn't be Nogu Kovat Zelazah. Somebody else is Talmidim, they can't be Nogu Kovat Zelazah, because they're not Madrega of Atirach HaKamoicha. Some of them are Madrega of Atirach HaKamoicha, and therefore he wants everybody to follow the richtige derech. What's the richtige derech? The derech that he sees is richtig. What's the derech that he sees is richtig? The derech that's makasha him to sherish nashon. I have somebody else who's got a different sherish nashon. You can't be soevel. Each one can't be soevel a sherish nashon. And maybe that fool, you know, they call it derech. Because of the raperech ha-kumoichem. Every person has got his sherish and hashama. The more person is nasi, the more person can change with himself entirely. Beinu. The more person works on himself, the more person feels his bechina of sherish and hashama. Shammai were the greatest, were the modest people, but actually the sherish and hashama was from him. Right? And therefore, the same thing with Moshe Aaron. Moshe and Moshe Rabbeinu was the din of Yaakov, din of Sahar. The one that says that Aaron was into Pshara. And Moshe Rabbeinu was into Yaakov, din of Sahar. Because Aaron, midas ahoyd, and midas ma'ale, all the evil. Mala all means, right? And Hoyt, because Hoyt is the last sphere, because the way it works is that you have, I mean, remember, spheres work in a way they finish at Hoyt. Why? Because you saw the Malchus in the middle. Chochma Bina at last, right? Chesed on the Tzadimin, Gvura, Chesed and Gvura to Ferris, Netzach, Hoyt, and then you saw the Malchus above in the middle. You saw the Malchus above Chalit to commit. So Yosef was the Malach. And David is a Melech, right? The Melech is a Kladi Sikamidah. Kladi Sikamidah, Prati Sikamidah, the last one is Hoyt, Aaron HaKoyim is Midas HaHoyt, because Aaron HaKoyim is a Koyach. To be Mala, even in the Shonas and the Fool, and even the lower in the Shonas, which is right at the end of the Kehla of the Spheres, is a Koyach to be Mala, right? Aaron HaKoyim is into Pshara. Shabbeinu couldn't be said, but in Pshara. It's Chayva, Pshara is Shabbein. Say a joke today that if a Bezdin, you know, if they're not the Gresta that go in him, so then they'll always opt for Pshara. Be on the safe side. If you have a bezdin of goyim, that's the din. So therefore they could be tired. Shall be shama kodem tzem, moisha kodem tzem. Pshara is the shechti, because it's tired. Aaron a lot of tired, because Aaron sherish nashon was the imam, was make pshara, they make everybody happy. Aaron was the inanam lechamer, ve nishle ishtoi. He made shalom, his oiv shalom, ve oiv shalom, ve shabena, looking to his midnas, everyone is in his sherish and midnas. So therefore, if a person is makir v'yachzik v'yaisai goydla v'kuzi yizbarach in the mischazik v'soicha amidus ani kavam v'chelik nishmosai amidus
alayim. It's like I was learning, That helps for the
Avodah and everything like that. As you're going to see now. In other words, your kasha is because we're reading until here. So far, it's very lofty, right? What's it got to do with the learning? But first of all, before we go into how you're going to see it shows Lamaisa, there's two inyanim. There's an inyan way. If a person learns something, that's the chiluk between Chassidus Chabad and you know, Chedush Levi, Noam El Melech, and these types of from. Because Chassidus Chabad is kulei makif. It's not more than a so then together, my mind, I mean, things after time, Pilchus is more than some tefillin. It's more like a moichin. In other words, so it's a sort of a hashpah, a light that shines in the mal. And the male, it's hashpah on the mal, because, you know, like, you see a light, you see a moichin, a light, you want to get close to the light, the closer the moichin gives love. It doesn't start from working down here. It starts by ifn shalmakif, which means it shines such a light that the male overtakes you. Then there's an avoda that more like Chedush Levi and the Melech and these farim are more on any of working with from starting from Bifnim, starting from down here. The Eilaveira, they will be Kimchayim. So it's more the Kedrochim.
I mean, it's not words will only ruin it.
But I'm saying, but it's about this. That's a bechina of makif, and then there's a bechina of stirring something from inside. In other words, going into every single midah prati, right? So when I die, starting with the mouth of the nala, then it works into every midah prati. Like each one has a mile, each one has a chasam, each one has a mile. Mashayim lechaber. Chabad is a mile, spur is a mile, it's cold, cool, it makes you into a fire. If you want to work on the prophecy of this, the prophecy of that, then it's more difficult. Why? Obviously, there's different maimon discuss different things. Or if it's makir, or if it's klali, just kulei nodav aviyu. But that kulei b'kocha chatachai. That, you know, b'kocha chatachai, b'kocha chatachai. You know, when you learn a maimon, it's true that you have to feel b'kocha chatachai. You can't eat afterwards. It's a lot more, because it's all the stuff that's b'kocha. that Hashem can kudosh leiv and melech. The other tamei, that was the two channels that came from the measure of samaki. The chazal, the chabad, the chassidus chabad, the balatani, the chassidus balatani, it's cool. It's vekas. Balatani is cool. It's vekas. He's rolling on the floor, vekas. He's losing control of himself, vekas. All these are taken kudosh baruch hu. I don't want your olam haba. I don't want your benedim. I want just you. And the more of the vekas, the middle rabbi, his son had more than one tzvash. He died at the end because of tzvash tzvashmi. He had the tzvash tzvashmi the whole time. He almost died the whole time. And if he had more money, he'd have a band playing him for the maimah. He shouldn't have tzvash tzvashmi. Kula is tzvash tzvashmi. All the nasiim, all the rabbim. The Rav Shabbos used to say a maimah in the lesson one. He used to say a maimah of a completely different face, a completely different... When he was on a heart monitor, instead of mine, when he said a sikha, it was completely different than the heart monitor. Instead of mine, it was a straight line up his heart tank. Instead of sikha, it was the heart of the body. Instead of mine, it was a kula dvekas of the shvach. The gunin chabad, and the yedua, tamalach anafshi, the yedua, kula dvekas of the gunin. Kula dvekas of the gunin. Shnei kotla was nifted with the honey, with the honey of mirrors of the banatani. If you want to take a nigger of honey of mirrors, nafshi chamdab, tseidi decho, vadaz, chora, say decho. On a deathbed, he had the shnigah. He asked for it. He ended it. Kula dvekas, kulay going out of you, going out of the neshama, going out of the goof, and pushing you back in. Shinkin, the other svarans. The emes is that Shimon Zilber always talks about the other one. In other words, I got to know the other ones more recently. For years and years, I was only learning Mamorah from Sabbath. It's look, all the things are not hard thing. Shemaiah talks about all, he's Koilo, he knows all this farm, all about all this Sifrei about Shem. He quotes Tanya, look at that, he quotes. So they work on a prophecy commander. Because when it comes to a person, when it comes to this minute, it comes to that minute, Hayim Ahapacha. So that helps you more on a prophecy level. So there's two, but Eid of they really can time. Eid of Eid of they really can time. If you have to divide it, actually, you could say that Shabbos is more than to learn to the Torah. Shabbos is kulei alas. Shabbos is tzaddik and sleep on Shabbos. Shabbos is kulei dveikas. Shabbos is kulei alas. Shabbos is kulei chesidus chabad. During the week, we're working down here in the world. is working on prati sika minis and the discussion. Look at that from Klali. The Mori Naim is very, very diamond. Certainly, it's very, very diamond to the good Torah. Certainly, I've seen that I've learned with you again. I don't know any more than I've learned with you. Okay, and I was thanking for this course of being Megala, the Heilig Yosefer to me. But that's the bear, but if Kali the way it goes. But they're both Moedic Avoida, they're both Moedic.
I think it's like something so Galadic, so because I want to know more about it than I want to close me.
Rather than you see. It's like a Chachmok, why is Chametz of Baha'u Meleka? Why is Chametz of Baha'u Meleka? Because we don't have a Kelim for it. Chametz of Baha'u Meleka, there's no Chametz for Mitzvahs in this world, right? Gemara says this, but Rama explains it. Rama explains the whole Chametz in this world is Rasati Geshmeichem, based on Mitzvah Soda, why isn't your Torah saying anything about Muhammad? That's it. In this world, we only understand the Chametz, that Chachmok should go to Parnosa and Brius and everything, we should be able to learn. Chametz, we can't be Mastik in this world. Why? Because Kozan and Pazan and Nekli can't be Mastik. Can't be Mastik, otherwise he wouldn't be here. He can't be Soibul with Schar. Schar is not healing with Schar. It's impossible to give a Schar. Kozan and Pazan and Meshubit stuck still down here. Schar is a Giluyan. Kokulay impossible. So, when a person gets a Giluy from it, and so that a Vemayim Chayim, a normal person won't give his feeling of Shabbos. It's just not a Meshubit. Shabbos is a Bechina, when it's an Einam Mahavis. Shabbos is a Bechina, when it's also a Dream of Week. Or Pasha Tayyid, he can't have these Geluyim. Can't have these Geluyim. I mean, Scha Mitzvah, Scha the Mitzvah is the Geluyim of the Mitzvah. The hidden Torah of the Mitzvah, the hidden Torah of the Torah that we learned. The person can't be Masih Ben Mitzvah. The more a person is Masih Ben, the more the whole Einam Mahavis becomes completely immoral, the Nimas thing. Nothing means to him. Okay, that's why you find that's why very important, the Bali Chuba, the Indalama Drocha. The Bali Chuba, they go Meshuga, why do they go Meshuga? Because it's such an oil, right? Bali Chuba is Chamoyim Tkedach. Bali Chuba is Chuzabal Tkedach, because the various become Mitzvah. He jumps from one second to the next, to a dive the higher than Tadik and Gomorrah, Chuzabal Shteit. How can you Bali Chuba aim them? Tadik and Gomorrah aim them. Somebody gives up the whole life he was doing and comes to Bali Chuba. He gets a Moyim Tkedach. Why does he need that Drocha? He needs that Drocha to be able to. Cut up the ore and put some of it into tefillah, some of it into prayer, some of it into mitzvahs, some of it into everything. You get some bali tshuva, they go meshuggah, they go meforet, they go meshuggah, why? They go meshuggah from the moedic ore they have, don't go meshuggah chas v'shalom from the Torah. sugar from the Moedic Oil that we have. We need a drocha to imagine. We need a drocha to divine the oil. That's very good. It's a way of the hecher, the more hecher in you in the person does. The more person gets dollar, the more person sees somewhat of it, the person does have to have. The person has to climb into hechers. To leave the goof behind and climb into hechas. You mustn't let them carry. The goof schleps the person down. The person's got to learn in these and yonim in order to not to let him, he's got to counterbalance the strong goof that's pulling him down the whole time. So the person goes, another about you. You couldn't bring it down anymore. It came to such a level, the Pasha couldn't come down anymore. That's the thing.
Because there was an Arakim. He was explaining that many of you had a point to Kavanas and I went to ask Kavanas to the Rosh Hashanah. But even though it was good Kavanas for Ruchis things, it was a little bit for themselves, because they were his Kavanas. But Pinchas is Messiah's message, was only for the Rosh Hashanah, only for Chai Yisrael. Somehow I had
mistaken. Zakodesh says that he was a Gilgal. Zakodesh says that Pinchas was a Gilgal of another Ravim. Yeah, well, none of you forget. I mean, not forget. The Rakan said that he's a Gilgal of another Rabbi was in Galgal into Pinchas, but Shas that nice. Shas that nice is in Galgal into another Rabbi because the forget of them. Another Rabbi was a beginner of complete Islam, as Tachkot Shbokh. This is Halacha. Okay, so it's different. And he explained, of course, it's every day, but it's from the Rakan, the Islam was that the Pinchas could get up and it's halacha ve'emor and can't do the times and not to and the koyach of the Islam is to go all the way and that's what gave Pinchas the koyach to forget the strong vision learned from that Zohar. Any Islam that the person has today, that comes from another view. Another view of that Islam is that it's in two people. Every person gets a spoon, it's a little spoon of the Islam, of another Ravi, and that keeps the whole door going. Pinchas early on keeps it going until Karadaris. In the Mesla, it's pretty shown that the mighty Islam that another Ravi had is they didn't have any children of the Ravi, or one of the Ravi had, which is every year there's a chilah of the Islam of another Ravi. I would say, in the chilah, the Rakiva, the whole Mesa and Pinchas discusses the Rakiva. 24,000 people died. I gave her a negative 24,000 on Kiva. The whole thing was coming out of the Kiva. Kiva is also the Tachina Nava Aviyo. They call Yoma, he seemed stire. Masa Yoma Yodi. Whole life he was waiting to be killed by Kiddush Hashem. It's also the Tomei of Islam, waiting to be killed by. It's called Kuli, waiting to be killed by Kiddush Hashem. That was the Tachina Nava Aviyo. That was the Tachina of Pinchas also. The Pinchas, the Tachina of Messias Nefesh, for making a Kiddush Hashem. Worked so hard to be massive in Yonim and Olam Hazeh, but he was mugbul, and there all the hagbolas that get taken away. That's a schar for the Yid. I want a schar. He wants the Avet Chaviv, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Kula Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tzadikim gave away. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Mechini nam esifachos." Olam Haba. Mechini nam esifachos giving away the Olam Haba. Yehuda said, "Mechatosi lachakol ayomim giving away the Olam Haba." These people didn't want the schar, no. They wanted the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And to be in the skull into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not the schad that he'd get the giving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. So now we're bringing it down to our level. אך מפני שהמידות עליונות לא היו באף שישראל בדרך עוד מפני שהוא לובש בלבוש חומי וגופני כזה בדרך בגוף we can't run away from the Matthias. It's like I call this little book. It sounds beautiful, all this. But we're Maisa, we're Guf. And therefore, if we're Guf, the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas of Ava and Yira, what have we got to do with the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Our Ava, Rahman Islam, is Lita, it's a different Ava. Ve'yechayim Asari, Ve'eves HaBoi Baruch Hu, Ava Zaka, pure Ava, the Yoram, upon the Shaman. Ki la Deiteva Gufni, lo yeh minich Asari, lo baruch ni kazeh, la Deiteva Gufni, because I'm calling this area to this double running.
But we're supposed to connect to something?
The meaning of what?
I'm asking.
That?
So we don't have a sheikh to...
We don't have a sheikh to connect. Al guf l'chayra gunna. Gunna. Al guf, we don't have guf, we don't have a koyach. Guf, Abbas Hashem from guf. Where do you get Abbas Hashem from guf? The guf has a head, guf has its Abbas. So we're going to see them. Okay, we're going to discuss this. The ones who really use it. Not the very barich, very nice. Marry the goof. Doesn't have Abbas Hashem. You can't say the goof is Abbas Hashem. The goof is Abbas. Abbas Hashem. Why don't you talk about Abbas Hashem? But Ted is going to be a chiech now that the Abbas, the goof has also a Nishtal Shema. That's going to be the chiddush. But call upon him, you understand the kasha.
We have to have Abbas Hashem because we have to have the midas of the Hashem.
Yeah, I think Abbas Hashem, Yiras Hashem is a mitzvah say. that's a mitzvah going on. But yeah, we have to be doubled to the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how in all the midas can be doubled to the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Midas Netzach Shebe Kedusha. Midas Netzach Shebe Kedusha is that we should win, that we should be menatzeach in an arm wrestle. And we don't have the same midas HaNetzach as the midas HaNetzach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and midas HaHoyed and all these minyanim. Everything by us is cool. Discussed it once before, that the chilek between Seichel and Guf. Right? The difference between Seichel and Guf, we discussed it between Seichel and Midas, is that Seichel is how a person is typed as everything the way it is, Michutz Mimet, not Smosai. We discussed it before. Midas is everything how a person is typed as, the Yachas to himself, in relation to himself. Seichel is how a person is typed as the thing, Chutz Mimet, himself. Seichel is Mufshat, and Midas is Faket, Midas is the Adam. That's why it says in Marshal that if Al-Gai was a Shaita, I go out of Shaita. As soon as there's an Ani, as soon as there's an Atmi, there's no Seichel. Seichel is Kafi, how a person is Teufis Adova al Shafa from himself. Negias, there's no Negias in Seichel. Where do Negias come from? Midas. Midas is Kafi, how a person is Teufis everything, the Yachas to himself. In other words, the Ava. Why does a person like ice cream? Why does a person like ice cream? Because the ice cream is Ava. The ice cream, no. Why? He likes ice cream, right? Yira. Why is the person scared? Because he's scared something's going to happen to him. Every midah is in relation to how it's misyachas to the person. The person's toif is that midah, how it reacts to him. The Moshe, let's say you don't like ice cream, right? You don't like ice cream, and somebody else does like ice cream. What's the pshat? Moshe, either there's ava to ice cream, or there's no ava to ice cream. Either ice cream has ava, or it doesn't have ava. The Teretz says there's no Indian ice cream has ava. The ava of the ice cream is only kafi has misyachas to the person. The person likes ice cream, says the ava is misyachas to him. He doesn't like ice cream, says not misyachas to him. That's the midas is always kafi has misyachas to the person. Therefore, we said there are six midas besides malchus is the vav, which is the hamshacha down into the person. Seichel is mufshut from the person. As soon as it's not mufshut, it's not seichel anymore.
The ava is Hashem. I
thought
it was like, have an
avatar
towards Hashem. It's really the
avatar
from Hashem.
It's emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emulating. Of course it's we loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that we're taking the avatar. I'm just going to explain that. Where's our avatar and Shtalshim from my everything? Everything is in Shtalshim from the Mala. So it's going to explain that the avatar that we have, even not avatar Hashem, written Shvin avatar Hashem, even avatar to ice cream and kolchkin to Dvarim Yosef Gruim, we don't have to say, but even avatar to food, whatever it is, where do you think the Ava is nostalgic from? Those are nostalgic from the Hecher and Ava. If it wouldn't be nostalgic into food, we wouldn't be able to see the Ava. Maybe therefore the Ava is nostalgic into food. What's the Ava Voida? The Voida is to take the Ava and to channel the Ava back to its Makor. Okay, he's going to bring on box. Okay, we'll see it inside. Okay, again, he says it better than him. Let's see it in the Hele Gebet of the Mori Naim. That's the Kasha, yeah? על ידי כי על ידי טבע הגופני לא יהיה מניח לסוער לדבר רוחני כזה טבע הגופני is not even מסוער for דבר רוחני טבע הגוף is not even מסוער for דבר רוחני in der Tantum kam ich auch mit Riesel, wie es war, gar nicht mit meinem Gashem. Die Dinge, die ich brauche, ist mit dem Sterb, ne? No. Schön Aave, so Tanugim, sehr, sehr Gashem. Verkehrt. Der Aave, ein Jönem, ist nicht alt schon in der Aave, so Tanugim, da, ne? Gashem was, the Gubi sind gonna lead you to Aave, so Tanugim. Chocham, where do you think Aave, so Tanugim come from? The years Chitzainis, in years Oynish. Yiras Oynish today, what is Yiras Oynish? The child in his class knows that his teacher is going to punish him, so he's got Yiras Oynish. Where do you think that Oynish, that Yiras Oynish comes from? The Yiras Bnei Adam, Zem Yizem, people fear each other, Madrega Ach Madrega, Ashen Spashtu Amidus Ol Yonis, Me Ilal Ol, until all Amidus Ol Yonis were Spashit, Me Ilal Ol, going down, 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 Ad Negin Advam Shpele Moidus, Tomtum until he reaches the lowest dark of Chozeh, Kiri Diach Chuy Meshnes, Ave Le Tanugim and Gashmin, to the Chumer, is Ave, Tanugim Gashmin, is Oire, Boi Minis, Ahave, Shashom, Adohu, A day person is Ave for Tanugim Gashmim is what Moir in him, the mid of Ava. This mid of Ava that's Moir to him, the Shoyrish of this mid is Ava, is an Ava El Yoyna. This mid of Ava El Yoyna is mislabish into Ava Satanugim. So what is the Ava? Ava El Yoyna. Is it Heavy Lavush? Lavush is an Etzem? No. You got to sleep at night, you jacket on. The Lavush is something you take on or not. But the Ava is an Ava El Yoyna. Slavish into Ava Satanogim. So the Mela Kodesh enabled the person to feel through his goof Ava Satanogim in order that he can come on to which Ava? Ava Eliyana. He feels the Ava Satanogim is then Fakir, that leads and then he starts the Avoida of giving it back to the Shurish, sending it back to the Shurish to the Ava Eliyana. Kshish Vidas Vemuno, Das in Discussions and Spoininus. Zeh Midas Ava Yoyne Shaboya Bochu Mother the Tzimtzum is Atzmein Zeh Midas Zeh Oilem Ava is a dog because if he's explaining that Ava for Avera is an Ava that Emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzimtzum himself Ava is a dog v'chdei sheyuchlu lecha is b'zua Midas if he chapa on this Midas Ava I take care of immediately Yechrat v'yoychaz b'zua Ava sh'nesoyer boy v'yaschil le'ev as Avoy is Baruch Ava chazor kana. Then the Fakir, when you have this Ava, that's why we discussed once with Tzach Tzad, it says, and we discussed it once with Tzach Tzad, it says, why do the Yehurim come to a person during davening? Tzach Tzad, it says, because davening is a time where you male, all in yonim, all your mitzvahs that you do during the day, and it's ale by tefillah, tefillah, the chuloi, the male, the mafa, the chuloi, the oile, the male, the male, the mafa, the whole tefillah is being the male, and the Shemesh Menesra, starts bringing them down, and made, and therefore when a person's davening, is every, all in yonim that need an aliyah come to him. Therefore, the Ava that comes to a person, Chas V'Shalom and Ava, or whatever, Dava also comes to a person during Shemon Ezra, so he has to chapan and ahred, he has to misboin in, and now I'm being na'an of this Ava, like a fire. Everything you throw in the fire goes up to Shemayim. So everything you have to throw into that fire, all that prayers and the Hirurim, and the Mites, and the Tayyib, and the Achshav, and the Diburim, and the Tayyib, everything one has to throw up to the fire because the Shayrish of all the Yonim is all of Koyach and Kedusha. So what then it says, Fakir, because Baruch is sending him this Fakir, and he should make a tick in his mind, he has done this, so making a tick on him, making a tick on him means that he should make a brain in that, but Tinemius, the Ava that I feel, that I love, that's only a Lavush. The famous myself, somebody came into Kwach Sidim once, there was a lit up in, so Bocha came from a very wealthy family, he came to Kwach Sidim, so all Bocha went up to Mr. Shalalech, you know, he came dressed in a nice jacket and everything, and then a while later, poor Bocha came dressed in rags. Less people went over to say Shalom Aleichem, so Rabbi Yaffin got up in the Shavuz, and Rabbi Yaffin said, nobody said Shalom Aleichem to any of these bochers. He said, the first boy who came, you said Shalom Aleichem to his jacket. The second boy came, you said, no, you didn't even say Shalom Aleichem to his jacket. In other words, you said Shalom Aleichem to the Ravush, you didn't say Shalom Aleichem to the Etzem. Same thing here, Harry, the Ravush is not the Etzem. The main on a person is finding his binding of the Ava that he has, the Ahava that he has to this thing. In fact, it doesn't seem to be Oyev Levushi, you know, Oyev Levushi. No, Ava that's come from the mid of Ava. The mid of Ava, what that mid of Ava is the slavish into it, over also a hero or whatever it is. It's only Levushi around, but that's not the Etzem Ava. The Levushi isn't the Etzem. The Etzem is Ava Yoina. Ava Yoina, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the Ava Yoina be the slavish into a hero in Chas V'Shalom? Why? Daf could be called, otherwise you wouldn't be able to feel the Ava Yoina B'chlav. Everything has to come down with Timson, otherwise the goof can't feel the Abbas Hashem. Mitzvah of Abbas Hashem, as we discussed before, the Akhti Simba, Shink, Vait, Machasoy, Lein, and Goy, doesn't feel ourselves a Yesh. And Hashem never feels himself a Yesh. And Hashem is talking about the goof, like the Shabbat, the goof feels himself a Yesh. The goof feels himself a Yesh. How can you have an Abba? You can only have an Abba, the type of Abba that the goof is going to be Nimshach to. The Abba that Hashem is going to be Nimshach to
the Lefush is the Gufna, okay, we nimshach the Gufna, nimshach, you can't feel it, because the Ava is a Midah, Midah is the Gufna doesn't feel the Gufna, it's the Midah there for the Ava, so it's Lapshin, because of the Gashmi, that the Gufna should be nimshach to that. I mean, Dafka is something physical, but the Gufna should be nimshach to that. The Gufna is nimshach to that, and the person is in this Oyer Moedika Ava for that thing, and the person says to himself, but nevertheless, the Ava, the Shurish of the Ava that I like this, thing is only the bush, the etz and arbet coming from Lachat Shvaruch. Dafka, but otherwise that person wouldn't be able to feel anything. Otherwise the person would be able to feel arbet. How can you come to arbet Hashem? There wouldn't be an arbet gashmin as well, nobody would be able to feel arbet Hashem. Dafka, middas come from the roof. You can't feel middas with seichel. You need to be the spoinen in the seichel in order you should. Just to say, the person is going to do everything, goof is nimshach to chas v'shol, everything has to come with seichel and emunah, like you said, has to come with da'as and emunah, it comes with seichel and emunah, then you taif it, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pakeh, the taiva is sending you this hero, the taiva is sending you this yira, the taiva is sending you a powerful man, a teacher that you're petrified of, the taiva, why? Because that's the way, you're feeling yira, if you're feeling yira, then you're explaining it, but yira is a hechrezach, and being a slavish to this teacher. But it's a hecherazach. That then your guf is nimshach the yira. Then through avoidance, through zloinenes, then your ma'ala the yira. Person, if it wouldn't be established in the Dava Gashmi, person would never ever feel no ava, no yira, no mitzvah.
Amen.
Thank you.
That
is the avoidance. You die, then you don't have a shrub. Then you don't have a shrub.
Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere, so only when a person feels safe, and other that you don't have to go into your deer, when you go into your deer, you feel that faket, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is come kule with me, there's no zuzuz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is come kule, and leichol, that's kule, there's a movement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, there's nothing wrong, and all these anyanim, all anyanim to bring about ruch and mystic anyanim.
I mean, if you often, it's kind of busy soul.
Yeah.
Sort of his soul
of Chaim. Yeah. Well, it's fun, it's because of the refuah, you right. All in yonim fixed together when a person's healthy.
Ah.
How do you say?
The whole aim of the Misa is
one thing goes out of line.
Something like two opposites of something.
That's right.
But the Pinchas is here.
Chaim is when everything. Who? Who? Yeah. Oh, so that's right, yeah. Yeah, that's the phone says, right, the person's goof works, and millions of opposites are working together. One thing goes out of line. That's the beginning, that's why refuah, we discussed that once before, the refuah. In a mail, oh, so the mail, when a person's got das and munna, the vase says, jede sache, telekus, everything is schlepping him, everything, the only reason why it's come down to this world in such a matzav is in order that his guf should be able to chab, and then his guf chabs this ava, and his das and munna schlep out the ava Hashem from this ava, and then there's nothing left of the ava, obviously, then everything, then nothing left of the levush. Takes the guf out of it, takes the neshama out of the levush. Das is Iskashus, Das announces everything. Das is the beginning of Iskashus. Iskashus means through Esponinus. Das is always Esponinus and Iskashus. Esponinus causes Iskashus. The person is Esponinus, something that causes him to be Iskashus to that which is the person is Esponinus. If you see this tape recorder, you don't feel anything to it. But if you're Esponinus, if you open it up and you've seen how it works and everything, you feel closer to it. Esponinus causes Iskashus. But that's the middle of Das. Chochmah Bina, Das is the Iskashus. Of the Chochmah Bina, that's how the Midas, that's how the person can feel it. That's why Das is the bridge between Seichel and Midas, because the Das is the Iskashus. The person is explaining through the Chochmah Bina, and then he feels an Iskashus to the Midas, the Abbas Hashem. The person is explaining, he can't feel Abbas Hashem. Poshet, here we have in the Hezbollah, the person without Das, you can't feel Abbas Hashem. Without explaining, you can't feel Abbas Hashem. The Rabbah writes, hey, basically, what is the prayer? In order to have Da, yeah, Abbas Hashem, but when you have feelings, explaining, and then God is the void and the stars and the mere Zmoyin and the Rabbah Masach Hashem and you see how Kosh Baruch is the Reich Lutz Kavoyid and weigh so little and Adam say Zmoyinus that's the Bechina of Das. Emunah is also a Bechina of his Kashus. There's a Chelak of the other, every Yid is a Mamet. Impossible not to be a Mamet. Heinz Kotzen. The Emunah is the inner most, the Etzem, the Yechidah Sheba Nefesh is the Bechina of Emunah. Right? In other words, when everything else, all hopes are lost, and everything, all other channels are blocked. Munna, that stands out. Munna finally is the etzness of the person. Maybe he's got das and a munna, which means he's got his kashrus, that Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's got das and his kashrus, that Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he sees through the munna, munna is the iskash. We're not going to know, munna is the iskashrus between Malchus and Kesar at the top. But I call upon him, it takes a person from when everything else is lost, when everything else is on the eye in Yavai Ezri. It's Ezri Meim Hashem, and it brings them back. Same thing. Chelach Ava comes to a person. But when he got das and emunah, he realizes that this Ava, however bad the hero is, of its Kulei Ava. And Kulei Ava means that if it's a Kulei Ava Elyona, which is an Islamish into this Toiv. So it's just in this blinding that after Kelach, Shvachu wants him to take out of this place Ava Hashem. And she says, the Ava Hashem, the Kelach, the Kulei Chazal dash and chol levav chol mishnei tzrecha v'yetz ha'tayiv v'yetz ha'ra chol levav chol. You haven't got two hearts, you've got one heart. Why doesn't say chol levav chol? Chol levav chol v'yetz ha'tayiv v'yetz ha'ra. How can a person love a kosh bochol v'yetz ha'ra? I care. Love a kosh bochol v'yetz ha'ra because dafka v'yetz ha'ra, dafka the ava for the born lo tayivim is at least the greatest ava of Hashem. It's the galah that's kol kulei ava of Hashem. אז take a yechad, the yechad was the Avish and the Oval, yes, the left, the Oval, the Avish, the Oval, the Vadai, the Tisa, the Ava, the Yisa, the Yisa, the Tanu Ruchni. And if the Moedic, the Moisa, the Ava Ruchni realizes that he's made lots of Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's fears of Kodesh Baruch Hu, whichever feeling he has, in a sign like a Shabbat time, a person wants to be Matai himself, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu sent down the Siyat Shmai, and they call it Loi Oz Al Yidei, and it's an easy for validation, it's Oira, Amin, and Loi Kva. Oz, maybe Adov, Hainu Hamida Shahisa Batzimtzum of Neitzah, and then he takes the Mida of Avos Hashem, which was Batzimtzum of Neitzah, because it was Mislavish into a Dava Gashmi. So it's all Batzimtzum of Neitzah, and then he brings the El Shurish, he breaks through the Mitzah, and brings the El Shurish, El Elim Ma'am, of Atana, of El Yashubalei Neitzah, Shasham of Kasodim, Gemurim, Shemisham Binyan, Oilan Kamash, Sev Oilan Chesed Yvon, through the Ava. Of Ava, which is in a person, an Ava to a food, to a person, whatever it is that's all Ava and a Moedic and Tzimtzum, a Moedic and a Dida of HaKabola. The person takes out the Ava Hashem from that, and he's taking something out of the Tzimtzum, he's taking it out of the Meitzah, taking it out of the Meitzah. The Emma says it's Shalei B'Meitzah. There's no Meitzahim from the Ava. Middelachisch Baruch Hu ein Sof, limits on, but the slavish and it's something into an Av of something specific. You think you have Av, you realize it's Av of Hashem, you take it out of there, and you're taking something out of the Mitzah, taking something out of the Medidah, you bring it back to the Sherish, to the Chesed, to your Chesed, to the Av is Chesed, and Av is the Chesed is the Middle that comes from Av. Avram Avinu is called Avram Oyavai. Right? There are Avram Oyavai. Why is Avram called Oyavai? Avram Midas Ava. Why is Avram Midas Ava? Because he's Midas Chesed. The Midas of Chesed stems from Midas Av. What is what is the Midas of? What is the Avoida of the Midas of Gevura? Midas of Yira. This is the Avoida of the Midas. The Avoida of the Midas of Ava is Chesed.
The void of the
midah is nishtalt. It comes from the midah. In other words, there's a midah and there's the bepoil of the midah. The midah is potential. What's the bepoil of the midah? There's the bepoil of the midah of Ava is chesed. The bepoil of midah gevura. I mean, there's no midah called yira. There's a midah called chesed and gevura. Right? So what's the pshat is? The gevura, the yira comes out the midah of gevura. Yira is a Stalschlitz is the bepoil of the middah of Gevura is a middah. The person doesn't feel Gevura. You can't feel Gevura, right? Gevura is a middah. Yira is the thing. The bepoil of the person loves somebody. Why is Ahav on Miloshayin? Ahav? Ahav means to give. Why? Chesed. It's all Stalschlitz in the same. And these are all the bepoil of Mamish of the middah. Layers of Kamanosaki, Loyal, Avil, Yena, Oz, Kamisha, Waitzi, Hamido, Yena, Mountains. The whole purpose of sending in this Avil was to be Loyal, Avil, Yena, Oz, Kamisha, Waitzi, Hamido, Yena, Mountains, and Kach, Stalking, Dunkin, and Dinim, men of the Dinim, and Stalik, him, and Menoilo. Mind because of all. Dinim, and Soida, Timson. Dinim, and Soida, Timson. Big, big, you saw. Dinim are all the Soida, Timson that we know. Timson comes from Din. Tzimtzum is what we discussed right at the beginning. Tzimtzum is Din. Why? Because Chesed is his Pashta. The person knows about Chesed. He gives or he doesn't give? He gives. Right? So Chesed is the middle of giving. Ahava, Hav, to give. Avraham Avinu was the middle of Chesed. Avraham Avinu davened for Stoim, right? Avraham Avinu davened for the middle of Stoim. That's his first Pashta. Avraham Avinu is the middle of Din. Avraham Avinu is the middle of Av. And if Avraham Avinu daven for Stoim, Kulei Stashtus, and the Chesed is Kulei Stashtus. And for Shon, there's no Gvulim, there's no limits. Kulei Av, Kulei Give, Kulei Stashtus. Din is a Tzimtzum. Din begins a Tzimtzum. It's Chalkas, Tzimtzum, dividing in it. It's Chalkas, it's also an meaning from Din. Chesed and Av is all one big middle. Which Nivra in the world is Chesed? Mayim, right? Mayim corresponds to Chesed. Why does Mayim correspond to Chesed? Can you chop Mayim in half? No, why not? Like Mayim is Hoylech Nivakum Gavaya Makam Lamach. Better than Niagara Falls, you see, when you get Chesed. Less Pashtis, Kulei Midah. You can't chop it in half, right? Mashenkin, Eish, Gavura, Techino, Fire. Eish chops something up, you put a whole chunk, you get little ashes, you get little spazrus, it's mispazer. Why? The middle of Eish, the middle of Eish, the middle of Vur, the middle of Vur, the middle of Eschalkus. Mine is Kulei, the Eschalkus. It's Kulei, without any tzimtzum. Mine is Ashayach, the tzimtzum. Two thirds of the world is mine. Mine is the Bechina of the Lim Midda. Right? You want to discuss something as Mamish Belim Midda. You want to discuss something as Vav. What do you call it? You say it's not like the ocean, it's like mine is why mine is about. I care, that's why it is. Because they multiply. And so, yeah. That's why I mean, though, the whole Baruch Hinashi is based on that. The whole method, you make a Baruch every day, right? Kara to Amoyim. What's the Baruch of Roy Kara to Amoyim? The Baruch. Because the MS, the mime should wash over. The Teva, the mime should wash over everything. There shouldn't be any Abosh. How can there be Abosh? I stand at the seashore, the waves, the crashing of the waves, from my to nest, why is it in nest? Because the water should just wash over everything. That type of water is to wash over, Akash Baruch Hu set a gvul. Gvul sometimes, a positive in Tehillim, in Zav Hinashi, gvul sometimes, Baal Yazvayim, Baal Yeshuvun, Lachas Yisrael. Yeah? Remember that positive? Shreidesh? that was Pshat. Guru, sons of Bali, I want Bali Yeshua, I have a Shvacha, but a special Guru. Where does the Shem Shakai come from? Dying. Shvacha had to put a special Guru. Shvacha created the world, there's a Ruach, a Lekim, and a Chakas, and a Tehamoy, and a school in Mayan. Nine means a school, it's a thing, it's spreading. Shakai, and a Shvacha, they're dying, it's enough. You make a Ruach, a Lekim, and a Chakas, and a Moy, make a Ruach, a Moy, and that's like a Shvacha keeps the art on top of the mind. Really, I'll keep Tehamah, mind, just the Tehamah, mind, just to wash over, why? Mayim is Mishach from Chesed, Mayim is Chesed, the Michal is the middle of Mayim, the Priya is the middle of Eish, right? The main of Mayim is the Bechina of Chesed, the Bechina of Chesed is the least of the weak Gvur. Simpson, making it into Gvur, that's the middle of
What's
a good thing? That's what we just said at the beginning, didn't we? He's going to say it to Israel. He said that's the one we began tonight. Just Chesed is Din, although it's a Mabu. So, but that's the Yisod. Yisod is Tzimtzum, Din, Elikim, the Gematria, Ateva. Why is Elikim, Gematria, Ateva? Because Elikim is the shame of Midas Adin. Midas Adin is Ateva. What's Ateva? Ateva is the Tzimtzum, everything. It looks like Ateva, nature. You don't see the Yamasha, right? The Kus is the Tzimtzum, the Yamasha is the Tzimtzum, the Midas Adin. Midas Adin is the Tzimtzum.
For the sake of
Chesed, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, without Tzchar Oynish, let's take on the Pashto level first. Why is the Tzchar Oynish? When we Tzchar Oynish, that person doesn't work, right? Doesn't work for it. There's no Tzchar Oynish, so there's nothing to work for, right? So the main of the whole Indian of Tzchar Oynish is all the Indian of Chesed, right? On Hecher, because the Chesed person does it, it's Tzchar. On a higher level, the Bechina, the greatest Bechina of Tzimtzum. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is to be Mashpia. It has to be a Mekabel. A Mekabel on Korach has to be a Nivra. A Mekabel can't be an Ein Sof. Why? Because then he's not a Nivra, then he's Chas Hashalom. The Yisim Kelekim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ein Sof. Every Nivra has got to be Sof. Every Nivra has got to be a Kikim. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashpia, Kulei Chesed, it's Mabel, then it becomes Yisrael. Can't. Mayim, the Avera of the Mabu, Avera of the Dara Mabu was, they were plaguing the Anuch Avera, plaguing the Chesed. Gezer, they were plaguing in the middle of Chesed, what that Kosh Baruch Hu sent them. Big dosage of Chesed. Right? And the Mabu came down, there was a missile Chesed, Kosh Baruch Hu saying, you don't want a Chesed, I'll have to shower you with Chesed. And that was the end of it. That's why mine is also matmiach kol tanugim. Mine is the sherish of tanugim as well, right? So Tanya right at the beginning of Tanya. All tanugim come from mine. Mine is matmiach all of tanugim. Rosh l'mod avadayim, if you want to feel tanug, you go to sit by the sea. When you go to sit by a lake, you feel, what are you feeling? Because mine is matmiach tanug. In fact, everything grows from mine, right? All tanugim grow from mine. Mine is tanug. Mine is tanug, right? The whole bechina of tainug, the whole bechina of mind being tainug, it comes from the same thing. The whole bechina of mind being tainug is a musaf of ein tzayf. Shabbos is a bechina of oinig is ein al mahadik, the bechina of kol ha-shem shabbos kol chosay, nois mei nachlo lali mitzorim. Shabbos is a bechina of oinig, it's a mitzvah of oinig, and it's a mitzvah of ein tzayf, oinig, mayim, chesed, shabbos, shabbos, all bechina of chesed, oinig, all beliefs that have to come to mitzvah. The Zura begins when things start being the Tzimtzum. That's when the Kula begins. Things start being the Tzchalik. Things start being the Tzchalik, that's how we say that. Tzere is the Tzchalik, because that is the Sheresh of Dinim. Things start being the Tzchalik, then automatically start being the Tzimtzum. Shem Avaya is the Oyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Oyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Oyer is Ein Sof. It's called Hashem, it's called the Oyer Ein Sof. Why is the Oyer called Ein Sof? How many candles can we have from one candle? Ein Sof. Right? The Oyer is Ein Sof. The Shem Avaya is the Oyer. The Elohim is the Kali, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kishemesh HaMogim HaShem Elohim. Why does it say Kishemesh HaMogim HaShem Elohim? Because of the Shemesh, and there's a Mogim around the Shemesh. What does the Mogim, the narrative do around the Shemesh? Stops it, it's a Tzimtzum. So Shemesh HaMogim HaShem Elohim. The Shemesh is the Shem of Bechim, and the Shem of Ayat, the Shemesh. The Shemesh mitzad itself is all the way. And there's a narrative around it, it should be the Tzimtzum. That's the Gevura. If there wouldn't be a narrative, what would happen to the world? We're destroyed. So the narrative is saving the world. What's the narrative? Hashem Elohim. What's Hashem Elohim? Minas Adin. So Minas Adin is the whole saving the world.
Why is that called Din?
Why is what?
It's really good.
But I didn't say it was for every dinner that I'm talking. Even when din comes from Shemayim, it's kulay good. But what happens to din when it comes down here? Esau is also minus of din. Is it a good din? What was the shirish of Eden and Esau's din? A good din. Right? But depends what you do with it. If you're mafrid the din from the din of Elyon, so then it's no good. So then you're being sinful. But the din min Shemayim, it's kulay toy. So without kulay toy. Din is sinful. It's stopping the chesed in order that we can receive the chesed. If it wouldn't stop the chesed, you wouldn't receive anything. It's giving us the chesed. So the stina and misoida tzimtzum. The dinim came as a result in order to enable the Ava to mean Slavish into the Kalim. When he takes the Ava out of the bush of Ava from Tadogim, and then he's taking it out of the Metzah, he's taking it out of the Tzimtzum, he's taking it out of the Tzimtzum, he's bringing it back to the Shurish, to the Makoy, which is in Slav. So what's he doing? Taking away the Tzimtzum, he's breaking the Tzimtzum, he's breaking the Tzimtzum. There's no din anymore, exactly. The din is going to the Tzimtzum. That's the great Santokas of Din. Show Yoitzim and Tzimtzum as an Espatla, he is Metoyzu, Toyva, Brocha, and Yodai. Okay. That's the greatest Indian. That's why we always say that you send something in the Ma'ala, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sends it down the mountain. Why? When you send something in the Ma'ala, what does it mean you send it in the Ma'ala? It means you're taking it out of where it wasn't something into it. You're taking it out of where it wasn't something into it. You're taking away the sense of it. Taking away the sense of it. That's why it goes up. So everything that goes up means you're taking something which was Gavul and you're sending it back into the Angel. You're taking something which was enslaved and you're taking it back to Angel. Taking some back in the Esau, you've broken the din. If you've broken the din, so it must be a shefa before you take the din. We're mali right up, and I could spoke with them with that.
Then I thought,
we were in the Esau, so we can cover the Esau. That's right, I could spoke enable us, yeah. The middle of the Kim is the middle of the Esau, which allows us. The Esau is also safe, and it's a good thing, because Shema Esau is a Shema, the Koyach of Esau. That we'll discuss, because the Esau won't have the Koyach of Esau, then. Then? You know, so we discussed that once before, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't, let's call it Gvul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'li Gvul. If you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'li Gvul and therefore you can't be Gvul, so if you say you can't be Gvul, then you're making him into Gvul. Chene de b'chol ha'nid, it's called Yira. Goz Ruch HaChmas Yisbaruch HaBilti Nosek, it's the same thing, I spoke about Ava, it's the same thing as Yira. She'ev shalom v'lid Yira, HaGmur v'azakim v'lade, she'ev tov v'she'er, z'ochor m'zeh midah. Can't arrive to Yiro, the Yiro Hashem. How can the goof be nimshach after the Yiro? Aluch, yakin es pashto, minnes ha Yiro, niyoyno, venim tzomtzom zvom shveim and gashmi. There's Yiro, zvom shveim and gashmi. He's scared. He's scared of a lion. He's scared of whatever. Abmokim shiyuchol adem achum in his oyer shon midahin. But being scared of them and gashmi, that's oyer, the mid of Yiro. The goof is nimshach to the mid of Yiro. Nachma shagam adova Yiro, and the besh of gamsi, and go vachum ikum oisei. The Yira and Yoina, Nimsha and Nislavish into the teacher. Kagoyin called Yira as Chatzoinis. Every year Chatzoinis. And mainly when you look at the teacher's scary. His main upshot is that the Yira sa Elyain, which is Nislavish into Yira's Tach, and the Guf is Nimshach into this Yira. The Guf is Nimshach into this Yira. Is then that's how a person can be more than Yira and Yoina. Eka kavonim and Boyer, Shemona, the Tzimtzum, Zoysa, Midasham, Bechtesha, Yidei, Amok, and Ahu, Shashom, and Tzimtzum, and Yira, and Yira, Yochla, Gira, and a Yira, and a Boyer, and Gorachum, and Eichel. Exactly the same. Machma, Shunok, a lot of fire, a Yira, because the Yira is already been, the Yira is already there. You just have to take the Yira out of the teacher. Yochla, Haskel, the Yira, take off him, Oysa, Yira, and a Boyer, Gorachum, Moiti, Zoysa, Yira, and Amok, and Tzimtzum. You take the Yira out of the Mokam, and Tzimtzum, and Yira, and Amal, and Mishosh. Mela, you're breaking again. The Meitzar and the Gvul and the Tzimtzum. By the Kin is Patlois and Adin is a Yorilem and I love it. Eka Adinim, a Machmas Shu Alidei Tzimtzum. Eka Adinim come from the fact that Alidei Tzimtzum. Okay, Vion, the Mal, the Shash, the Kavan of Boyer Baruch Hu, when you bring it the Mal, it's the Shurish, the Kavan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Nizbatl. What's Nizbatl? Tzimtzum is Nizbatl. The whole kavanah of the Yira wasn't based on only that year or that year. Shemimah Ur, you to the real year, the year that lies inside that year. Somebody who looks at the teacher and thinks that that's the Tachlis Ayir of the teacher. Somebody looks at the Dovah Osa and says that's the Tachlis Ahava. Nishabim Koyme Lamata. So what's he doing? He's staying with a Yira, he's staying with a Yira of the teacher. Umam Shechaz Atzma, Yimachelik Lamed El Yen, and Mokam Tzumtum Yesen. And all he's doing is Fakir. He's bringing himself in, he's being the Tzumtum it more and more. He's keeping it in the Tzumtum by keeping it in the Tzumtum. He's Moyer and Din. Why is he worried then? Because strengthen tzimtzum, you strengthen din. You break the tzimtzum as your mom takes din. You break the din, your mom takes din. If you care, that's all the yira is, or that's all the ava is. And there you're imprisoning the ava and yon, ava yon, and the yira yon even more and more. The chema klal yisrael kshalim the medal zeh mitzin kol amidus mountains medinas mamal amos ein din and loyim as medin loyim as ein shalting kol din and hachshel the sakya shvila yashem. When the person takes all the minutes on his own, like a sparkle, and mamish no dinner in the world, in shalke fun, no shlit of dinner, and the second shvila yash, that's the shvila we're talking about today. Oh, it's toive bol oilom, then it's only toive for the world. Why? Because you made that shvila with the tvekas, you're mighty all in yonim, all the minutes, you're mighty from the minutes that Gashmi is down here. To you is boinen is by realizing that the teacher and the avad also is only a lavush, but the rikika yirinik avad is inside, and you take it out, you rescue it, and you send it out, but you're taking it from the wool and sending it back to Ein Sof, and the mayor that breaks the dinim and from shechesed, that's the shvil and the yoshal you were discussing before, and shvein kele hebel chasvishol, of ashen and malo, gamke mechen and chesed and gura, even though Ramal and I was asking you, Kasha, you asked before, the mayor said, we say that it's gura in Shemayim, right? I could talk saying now that Gevura is the Malma, it's Kulei Chesed, what Shemim is of Gevura. Even if Gevura is Chalmokam, or the Tevis on the Kabbalah. Gevura is Tevis, but Kamash Ksiv B'yeim, Asa Yis Hashem Alekim, Eretz HaShemayim, Ki Lulei Midas of Gevura. It has to be a Midas of Alekim. For Eretz HaShemayim, Ki Lulei Midas of Gevura. And it's Tzamtzim Midas HaShel Chesed, Kulei Chal Kabbalah. But not for the Midas of Gevura, which is when Tzamtzim Chesed, Kifi Kulei Chal Kabbalah. No, yeah, Eshem Nivram, the Kabbalah Chesed, Lulei Magim Midas Chesed. So you'll be able to accomplish it. Destroy it to be the Kabbalah, it destroys. But if it's a Kavur and it's something, it is a Chesed ben a Siv HaYosha, and a Siv and a Tiv of the path, now it's not something that comes straight into the path. If you should have a Kabbalah and a Kabbalah, you can know that much, and you can have a Tzimtzum Shlemata. Who goyim di neim, and we're nipra the Shor Hashem HaHog, and a Tzimtzum Shlemata, if we keep the Tzimtzum down here, that's goyim di neim. But if you take out the Tzimtzum up there, it's okay, it's not tickle, it's not tickle, it's not tickle, it's not in Ava Gankin Kach Shalim and Ava Hishn and Samson and Rakhoy Sidova Chumri. But all you like is the Ava Chumri, all you like is the Ava Ha'asla. So what are you doing? You're saying the Ava is a Dalat Simpson. You have Ava for this and not Ava for that. You're taking the Ava, we can use the Dalat Simpson. You're taking the Ava of Yenav of Ashmar. You're being a Samson and you're imprisoning it in this Ava, in this Dalat Ha'asla, in this Hira, whatever it is. And maybe that causes demon. That's what causes punishment in Yenav Gankin Kach Simpson. Bombing has a show many days, and a chin of Kalamid, a kach, let's say, works no limits.
That's what
I'm feeling. Not then, that's only din is the din. Right, in other words, the bad din, the din hara, only comes from down here. When we're not taking it out of the tzimtzum. The din from up there is kuloy, it's kuloy, chesed. The pasuk, maybe elyon, they take the eroi, no ra comes from shalai. Ain dover ra, you're in the shalai. That's what we discussed on Friday, the whole beginning of the Pnimius of Av and Tamas and stuff, Kulei Toiv. There's no Ra. The Ra is only how we look at the Ra and the Levush. So really, you keep the Toiv into the Levush of Ra, that's right. Stays Ra. Take it out of the Din. And then you have a Koyach to break all the Din by using Yah. Klal the Milton. Klal is Kol Advan, Shabbalilam, Kol Amin, Shish, Bechol Advan, Akashon, Evan. You rack Moshul the Hobbim Elanim, all in Yonim that Gashmim are only a Moshul to understand the Nimshul which lie within, which begins to the Kush Shibadov Avu. So the days there, all the Loicholat Kaloides, through this is Boinus, the Fangar, I can spoke of Loicholat Kaloides even in the Av and the time and the Hira and the Yira and whatever it is. Kamoishim, right? So Rav Lov and the Talmud is in. The Rav wants to explain something to the Talmud. Shiesh the Talmud, the Hasigat Avu. Right? If the Rav explains Mamish Hesechel, the Talmud, what he's talking about? His time, because his sechel was Talmud sechel, the sechel and the tzimtzum, the yachas to the Rav sechel. Kim shiyash v'lai Rav, the Talmud, the yalmish leik, if his sechel, the day of an anim shol, it has to be a tzimtzum over here, right? Give you a moshul, the Rav will give a moshul, whatever he'll do, he'll give a moshul, the tzimtzum, the sechel into the Talmud sechel. keinu kavanas aboyim ba'elamoyim. Exactly the same. Masha chutzpu mitas aliyinim gam kim vam shvei lemachumim. Kach shvoch wants us to feel av aliyinim. You can't feel av the same way the Rav can't explain the Talmud kafi hitzeich, otherwise the Talmud won't understand. Kach shvoch will come in a shvi ad av aliyinim the way he is up there by him kam yachol, because he won't be able to tell you. Kavash ksim rei nasati lefnei pachayim stegas moses tisara, ki zeh bechir yadav ala hamshat et atzmeim oi stei hamnida, oi lemal, 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 the truth is perish b'chiyas b'kavanas ha'boyah sh'b'dolah hu. He has to see what we do b'chiyah. He has an ava, he has to see what he does with this ava. He has b'chiyah, either he takes his ava and finds the ava, you know, or he takes the ava, chas v'shalom, and looks at it as the ava, the pipe, and uses it for ra, imprisons the ava l'yen even more. It happened chas v'shalom nekram nisa, why is it called nisa? Shemoy lamed in amati, bearing lamed in amati, imprisoning in amati. Yiman the nachas minam, yikorah bebe yomas, somebody goes down from the dark, it's called by yomas. Zeu ra chayim im isha shav. That's what I mean. It's also in Kehelet. Pirish im oisoi ahava tira alachiyas shem lubesh b'dova. Leishet timshach lamatav tishar meda b'tzim tishar. Vach tidmak ba'ana saboya ni b'fakem. O atala meda l'shar shu shubrechim atz chayim. That's why it's all in a zippel. All in a zippel. Chos ne kamo b'ishvi isha. The ava does not to the isha. The b'china l'ava yin. And that's why it's all in a zippel. Shol kavu ish the kachbochu and ishtoy is ishot knat shol the avel and ishot to the ishtoy is the pnimis in yon and the avel the kachbochu has the knat shol so it's not an avel yena the avel yena in order which we have to feel avel yena the kachbochu is mislabish and I give it a person an avel ishtoy but the avel ishtoy is only in dugma of the avel the kachbochu knat shol so zeo ish shiita chesachis chesed ul kruvo zeyn vachlach v'shem v'shantam. The Pasuk says, "Ish ki'ikach etzachis echesed." What does that mean? Ki av amadash atar loyas. What does that mean? That ish ki'ikach etzachis a man is living a loyas. He married his sister. He has no sister. It's called chesed. Ki av amadash atar loyas. Or bechinas noivlus an av aliena. Even the av which is named in shachta loyas. It's noivlus. It's a leaf. It's something fallen from av aliena. Bechdish al edi zeh. Yichu lo vil av tashem. Without that, there wouldn't be a taiva for that. It lays arba midaho, then he won't have a time if I'm a year now. I'm not playing with Ishkika, it's a place like it. It doesn't have to show the labor of Nuss, but Mishach and Matin, it's a middle. Ich lay Nuss and Babel on the Chesedu. Why didn't he Chesedu mean? Chesedu means why didn't he realize? Why didn't he think? Why wasn't he explaining that it's from Chesedu and Yaina? That Abba and Chesedu, you just said before, it's like the same middle. So why didn't he think that it's really the Chesedu and Yaina? Instead of having Nuss with his sister, the title that he had to his sister, she should have been explaining. This is all Kadei, that he should be Mimshach from there, she might be from there, and why didn't he get Chesedu and Abba and Yaina? Pirish would know that it's a Chesedu and Yaina, after she had been able to be Nikola, or somewhere, or other, but he did Mimshach from Abba. Okay, in other words, for having the doings nuts with the Aroyas, the Mamshech the Aval Yen, the Matam Achriach, Kav Yochel, Rotten, the Kabonas, the Boyer, the Shalmei, so it's died of the Ein, the Chol, the Gam, the Chol, the Zeh, the Shalom. So more of the Kavot is going to say now that Abi Yorom, the Nebot, the Zeh, Adam, Kim, Pirish, Masham, the Chazal, Tafsa, Kod Shvok, in Yerob, the big Devom, the Chol, the Chol. And the Kmoa says that Kod Shvok took Yorom, the Nebot, the Kod Shvok says, put him in the Begit. Told Yorom, the Nebot, allow you to change your mind. Do tshuva. Beged ul lavush, ki davo ul shum slap shum by a midal yin, it ayin a'am or yin, it could beged kom o kdesh yin yin. In other words, that inyan, that davo ul shum slap shum by the midal yin, it ayin a'am or yin, it's called a beged, as we just discussed, that the ava, all the yira, it's all in the bush, where the ikka ava, the ava yin, the ikka yira yin, it's been slap shum into that lavush. So it ain't that. Because it's not in his mind, and he looks at the lavush as being the etzim. Just like the bochen kvach, see that? And he was shaking, wasn't shaking the hand of the hand, he was shaking the beggar. People get mixed up, they see somebody dressed nicely, but then it comes, must be a better person, it could be rotten inside. But people make a mistake to feel that the Lavush is the etzim. Chas v'shalom, the main das, chas v'shalom, other of an asle, some of others come up. Since the Lavush is the etzim, chas v'shalom in the bad, get a shpoch, and machmas, rechol, it's chesed, vein, eroitzer, and it's also shreshoim. Shpoch, and I want them easy. Chavetz Chesed, and something is actually an other Mashiach Hashem, and I dream of Ukhom. Shvoch Hu, and Mo'ir, and then the Rishon, when they're doing Avera, Shvoch Hu pulls them by the Beged. What does it mean, pulling them by the Beged? Shvoch Hu, and Mo'ir, and then It's only the beggars. You're running to do a taiva now, you're running to do a roya, you're running to do an aveira. Then you realize that you're armed and your power to do the aveira, you're doing a beggar. The beggar's like a prophet to their friend. Which arva are you being aware of? Are you being aware of an arva? Yeah, in the hell of the arva. Being aware of now, you're taking the arva and you're using it for beggars. Now, there's a saying that the whole arva, sacha, called lock, stock, and barrel. Is the beggar that's all the beggar, there's nothing but the beggar. The beggar is not full out in the yard, the beggar is not tough as yet. So the Kashmir grabs him to the beggar, and the Kashmir is pointing out the Chachorni and beggars, and where is he doing it? The Kulu is beggar. Where's the Yetzer? When you bind to a beggar, looking into a beggar, where's the Yetzer? Then you could tell you, so you're a big boy, and the bush is in a slavish body, and you don't know, I'm sorry, because. Kashmir says, change your mind, yeah, I'll be sure to come up with the middle of the nation's arm, the shins of Oya Bechor Kahayoy. The middle of the Oya Ozlo Islam, Hashem Fakir, Hashem Shlips Beget, Lachza Vashem Hashem, Kamaya Vashem Tov, Hashem Tov HaKodesh says, Apozim Mashkiach, Nachaloy Nesmit, Zanacharakim, Apozim Kashiyah Shiyah, Apozim Minah Kashmir, Apozim Mitzim, Zanacharakim, Ki Afele Bishar Shal Rosh, Vahilech Lassus, Aveir, Bechede, Miyuchot, Even a Russian doesn't have very chooses a cheder and a yuchad to do an aveira. And if fellas all of a year of fools, I mean, if he has a terrible year, and it's done like a roya shom, I say all them shom. Now, what if the person wants to hide, a child is eating a fight, and he steals something from the kitchen, so he hides it, so a person doesn't have very, wants to have very chad yichadon. Even if he's chad yichadon, he's locked up, there's no holes in the wall, he's too petrified if anybody watches. Who's watching? He knows that nobody's watching. Who's watching? A person doesn't have a person does something quite illegal. Whatever the case is, a person doesn't have a clock, a binam of a very binam of a mokum. If he doesn't, sinner, he's always scared that somebody's watching. Why is he always scared that somebody's watching? He knows nobody can see his walls on four sides. He's just scared of them. What's happening here is that the Shbok was chopping him on by the beggar. The Shbok was saying, here, look how clear the year is. Can't be a year of an album because nobody can see it. So what's the year that you see? Must be a year of the owner. The Shbok was trying to chop him. Both are trying to be more early, the gal in the year of the end of each of the children. There's a year of the end of some tennis out there, club 8, and he, probably year of the he thinks he's scared of a man, but he knows a man can't see. So what's he scared of a man? There's nothing to be scared of. The year of the young of the end of lavish into a man. He's scared of this man who's watching, or the policeman's coming. But the policeman, he knows about policeman, nobody's here, and he can never be from a devil's island. So why do you think that somebody's watching? It's really after Shpoch who's sending his chapping on to the beggar and saying, don't do it. Yira Yoyna. The person can't be tight with Yira Yoyna, then puts him in Thompson into an Oda. And if the person was only doing a story and realized that no Oda can see him now, so there's no point of having Yira to an Oda, doesn't make sense that he has a Yira to an Oda. So why does he have a Yira to an Oda? Must be that Yira to an Oda is not a Yira to an Oda. It's a Yira slavish into a Yira of an Oda. You were scared that Mr. Reuven is watching the window. You know Mr. Reuven is 1,000 miles away. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? And the parents says that that's the Yerel Yoinah, the Yerel Yoinah is Slavish. So they were going to perish up. Oh, yeah. Who? Yeah, right. Carry on. But, I'll give you an answer to another man. I'll give you an answer. That's the kolponim, the every single thing, every hargosha that a person has is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not really coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you know, a person makes a moedik and chomah out of it. So a chomah, you're either going to win or you're going to lose. The person has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not necessarily the Use the Ahavah, don't break the Ahavah, don't destroy the Ahavah, that's difficult.
The opportunity to have the opportunity.
The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the opportunity. The opportunity to have the op
according to Yimala, or what I've got to say that Baba, I've got this Ava, I've got that Ava, but not I'm a bad person because I've got that Ava. Chassid Shalom, you sent me the Ava. I've got the Ava, the Chaim, what I do with the Ava. We say about the Shalom, the Kepel, the Lubov, the Yimala, the Shalom, the Ava, the Ra, the Hero, it's only a Lubush, it's only a clip, and it's only a sense of the word in Ava. And then you just have to suck out, squash out, take out all the Ava, and then you get the Echa and Ava, the Shalom.
The way to figure out is just to figure that word.
Yes, we're going to find
it. That's what we're going to find it. That's what we're
going to find it. That's what we're going to find it. That's what we're going to
means that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a person in a sign that he can't be sober. Every sign that Kadosh Baruch Hu sends to a person, the person must be able to be sober. And every single midah, obviously, if I can get into
Das ist das Abste, schon mit der Urgesatz der Lava, schon mein Mann.
Okay.